Chumash has in two places the dinim of kashering trefa kelim. We have in Parshas Tzav, and we have in Parshas Matos. In Parshas Tzav, the Chumash has the following din, that when you have a korban katos, or korban asham, so katos and asham are kotchi kadoshim. All the korbanos are divided into two categories. You have kotchi kadoshim and kotchi kalim. Kotchi kadoshim may only be eaten by zichri kuhuna, only by the men who are kohanim, and may only be eaten in the Azor, may not be eaten in Yerushalayim. And kotchi kalim may be eaten chutz la'azor, as long as they eat it in Yerushalayim. And it's mutabachil to all Yisrael, it must not necessarily be eaten by kohanim. And then there's another, several differences. One of the many differences is that kotchi kadoshim has his man of Yom Valaylo. Let's say if someone brings a chatas or an ashim today, so the kohanim have to eat it up in the Azor by Yom or Valaylo. You can't bring now, it's ready, you have to say, huh? You have to bring dafke before Shkia. So the kohanim may eat it. Let's say they brought a korban of chatas or ashim at 10 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. So the chatas may be eaten by Yom or Valaylo that whole night. And that's all. And a kochim kalim may be eaten shneyom in Valaylo Echot. Let's say he brought the kochim kalim in the morning, you can eat it by yom, by lailo, and the next day that's called shneyom and the lailo in between. Minateri may eat the chatos yom valailo. Let's say they brought a chatos 7 in the morning, he may eat the chatos all day long and all night long. And with the Rabbanon, they were machmir that it's only yom valailo ad chatos. If they let the Kohanim, if they allow the Kohanim to eat the Chatos or the Yosham all night long, so all night means until Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar is not Zricha. Zricha, you can tell whether the sun is shining or not. But Alois HaShachar is 72 minutes before the Zricha. So it's pitch black outside, so you can't tell. So the Chachamim made a chumra with the Rabbanim, but they don't allow the Kohanim to eat the Korban Chatos or the Yosham after Chatzos HaLailo. If they allow them to eat it till Alois HaShachar, so it's hard to tell what time is Alois HaShachar, 72 minutes before Zricha. So they made it there, don't eat it after Chatzos. So the Chumash has it, what happens if they cook, how do they eat the Korban Chatzos? They don't eat raw flesh, they cook it in a pot. So they cook the Chatzos and the Yoshim in a pot, and then they eat the Besar HaChatzos and the Yoshim in the Azor LeZichri Kuna. The Yom V'Laila Chatzos. So what happens to the pot after they finish eating the Chatzos? So they wash out the pot and they put it away in the cabinet again. So the Chumash says it did, that just like this, just like the Besar HaChatos that's left overnight, that Alois HaShachar 72 minutes before sunrise of the next morning. The Besar HaChatos, you're not allowed to leave over. It's a din lois hasir and then adrek, it's a lot. So just like Besar HaChatos, if you leave it over till Alois HaShachar becomes noisor, in addition to the avera that you violate of leaving it over, it becomes pasul, it's nifsal belino, it becomes noisar. So not only the besar hachatos that's left over, the pot in which you cook the korban chatos and the yoshim, is akosher atat and akosher left, everything is behetzah, the mitzvah. They did a mitzvah, they cooked the korban chatos and they ate it and they washed out the pot with the whatever, ivory, spick and spin, whatever, it's all clean, everything is put
that's
away.
Since
the pot has a bliya from the besar hachatos, when it comes 72 minutes before Zricha, tomorrow morning, that pot becomes trace. No one's touching the pot, no one's looking at the pot. It's cleaned and it's put away in the cabinet. The Chumash says that the pot becomes trace. Right, that comes very fast. So the Chumash says that you have to kasha the kelim. You didn't cook anything trace. You didn't cook anything trace. Cooked a korban chatos or a korban asha. When it comes Alois HaShach and the next morning it becomes trace and you have to kasha.
If
you cook it in a klacheres, so the Chumash says Yeshova doesn't mean that you break it and then you glue it back together again.
Oh,
the Gemara, what if you have a kli that's tamei? If you have a kli that's tamei, you say you put it in the mikveh. What happens if it's a klacheres? So the Chumash says you can't. Tefillah is not oiler for a klicheres, so the Chumash says you break it. When you break it, that's a zois kli. Zois kli, so the tumah disappears. So then the Gemara says, even if you glue it together, once the tumah disappears, so it doesn't return again. But if it's a trefa kli, and you break it, you throw it in the garbage, and then you glue it back together again, pegasnish. Once it's trefa, so it's trefa. But klicheres, the Chumash says, that's all in Parshas Tzav. That whenever a kli nechoshes, a shetavushal barachatos, if you cook the korban chatos or the korban asham, the kotchi kotchin, in a pot that's a kli matechas, a metal pot, and then when it's going to come 72 minutes before Zricha the next morning, Alois HaShachar the next morning, not only the besar chatos is nifsal belino, the bli and the kli is also nifsal belino. The pot becomes trei. So the Torah says, Amorak v'shuta b'amoy, Marika shtif means hagola. You have to kasha raise the pot. And if it's a Kli Cheres, so then the Chumash says Yishover, because then Kli Cheres Yotzim Dei Dorfi Liyod. You cannot kasher Kli Cheres Ayde Hagol. That's the Chumash. That's in Parashas Tzav. The Chumash only writes a Din of Hagola, and it doesn't write any Libur. It never says that you have to Gliyos the Kli, you have to burn it out. Just speaks of Hagola. And it says Hagola works only on metal pots, and it doesn't work on Kli Cheres, on earthenware vessels. And Parashas Matas, the Chumash says that Bnei Yisrael had a Muhammad against Midian, and they won the war, and they captured a lot of people, and they captured Kalim. They captured a trace of Kalim. Why were they trace? Because they're going to cook Chazah, they're going to cook Nebelas of traces in the Kalim. So the Chumash says, Zoyzchukas HaTorah, Shetziva Hashem Es Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the din, so Allah HaKoyin said over the din, in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, Zoyzchukas HaTorah, Shetziva Hashem Es Moshe. Achas HaZov, Es HaKestef, Es HaNechoshes, Es HaBarzal, Es HaBdil, Es HaYifores, all of the Kli Matechas. So he says, what's the din of the Trefa Kalim that are metal? So the next Pasuk says in Parshas Matas, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Kav Gimel, Kol Dovar Shiyav Bo'esh, Tavir Bo'esh V'Toher, if it was Balea, if it became Trefa, because it was a broiler, or because they roasted some Trefa in it, they fried, let's say they roasted spit. So then the din is, you have to kasher it, Tavir Bo'esh V'Toher, you have to kasher it, they leave one, you have to burn it out. And if it's let's say they have a soup pot that they cook tray for soup in, so then it is Tavir Ba Moyim, then it's good enough with Hagolko. So the Gemara on the last daf in Avodah Zarah has this double kasha. How come over here in Parshas Matas doesn't say anything about Kli Cheres? Doesn't say that Kli Cheres Libun doesn't help. Doesn't mention. Could be. It mentions by inference, it says Zov, and Kesef, Mechoshes, and Barzal, but Dillon Ephor says everything's obviously Mechlal, Hen, Atashmeelat. But it doesn't say Beferish, Yishover. It doesn't say black on white. And here it says, here it also says in Parshas Tav, it says, in Beklein Mechoshes, Bushola, if they cook the carbon chattas in a Klein Matecha, so it says you do Hagola, Morak, Bushuta, Bamoyim, you do Hagola with burning hot water. And if it's a Kli Cheres, Hashetabush, Baachatas, then it's Yishover. So here it spells everything out, it doesn't just rely on the Mashmur. And here it doesn't spell it out the Kli Cheres. And number two, how come over here in Parshas Tzav it doesn't give a chiluk between if the B'liya was Ayideh cooking or the B'liya was Ayideh broiling? What, let's say the Karban Chatos, they always cook the Karban Chatos, they eat boiled meat. What if they broiled it? What if they roasted it? So then the Chumash is saying in Parshas Tzav that you need Libun, how come it doesn't mention Libun? So the Gemara asks the Stira in the last daf in Avodah Zarah. So what Amora says, he quotes the Pasuk in Iyov, Yagid Olav Reyov. You put the two parashas together, and one is mashlim the other. One complements the other. So it means that Kli Cheres you cannot kasher, and it means that in both parashas the same din. Whenever the bliya was ayidei ho'esh, then the only way to kasher it is ayidei libum, ayidei ho'esh. And whenever the bliya was ayidei hamayim, they cook the trace of soup in it. So then you have hagola get there. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin there's no yagid olav reyo. The Gemara comes to the conclusion there, like Ravashi, that they're two different. Sugyas, two different parashas in the Chumash. Parashas Tzav is one din, and over here in Parashas Matas is a different din. So the Gemara says the chiluk is that in Parashas Tzav it's a Terev Olam, and in Parashas Matas it's Yisur Olam. In Parashas Tzav, what did they cook in the pot? Takosha Ratat and Takosha Lefel, they cooked the Korban Chatos. There was nothing trace there. So since at the time they could cook that it was kosher, I later on at 72 minutes before Alois HaShachar, and just parenthetically, this 72 minutes before Alois HaShachar has nothing to do with the Rabbeinu Tam Shita by Tzeis HaKavim. That's an Amalekah to Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim, how long do you have to wait after Shkia till Tzeis HaKavim? How long is the Ben HaShmosh? So Rabbeinu Tam says, for an hour after sunset, it's Vada Yoin, even though it's pitch black outside, it's Vada Yoin. And then the next 12 minutes or so, that's Bein HaShmosh. So it adds up 72 minutes after the Shkia, then it becomes Tzeis HaKacham. And the Vilna Gaon quotes the Shitas HaGoinim, the Shach and Yerideya, and Hilchas Mila already is Moira, that there's something fishy over here, after it's not so glat. And the Vilna Gaon and Hilchas Hadlokas Aneiris on Erev Shabbos has a big attack against the Mechaber Shita and the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And his main taina is that Hachush Makhish. You look outside, it's pitch black, how can you say that it's Vada Yoin for an hour? 55 minutes after the Shkia, and then the next 15 minutes is Ben Ashmashis, and 72 minutes after sunset it says, oh, it's too late. So he says it's all wrong that the Ben Ashmashis begins right away at Shkia, and then for a couple of minutes is Ben Ashmashis, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, depending on how long the day is, what season of the year is, what degree angle the sun is below the horizon. So the Vilna Gaon says no such thing as 72 minutes. But that's only 72 minutes after the Shkia, if it says the Kachovim purposes, the Gaon likens up. But the 72 minutes before the Zricha, and that's the Zman of Alois HaShachar, that the Vilna Gaon also agrees. That's the Beferish Gemara. The Rabbeinu Tam's Gemara is also, it's all on the same Gemara. Sakim Sochem Adav Tzadik Dalet. The Gemara talks about travelers on the highway, that they travel. How long does a person travel by Yom? So the Gemara says, by Lila they don't travel because there are no lights. The highways are not lit up. It's Mana Gemara. So they only travel when it's daytime and they can see a little bit what's going on. So the Gemara says, well, they travel from Alois HaShachar till Tzeisak HaChovim, and that's 72 minutes before sunrise, not 72 minutes after sunset, and they travel so long. How long they travel, so the Gemara has to fix the din of Derech Rechoika. There's a din in the Chumash, whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon has to make Tashlum and bring Pesach Sheni. So the Chumash says whoever was the Derech Rechoika, he was far away from Yerushalayim, has a special din. Whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon, the Mezid, Bishagi, Bainas, Baratzim, whatever, anybody can bring Pesach Sheni. Whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon, even if he wasn't even Bar Mitzvah, even at Goish and his Geyer, Bain Pesach Rishon, the Pesach Sheni, we pass him that everybody brings. Kolana, no, you're in Pesach Sheni. But the Mishnah has the Chaptan Afkimine. Was he b'derech rechoyka on Pesach Rishon, or was he b'mezin on Pesach Rishon? Chaptan Afkimine. So the Gemara wants to know was heis derech rechoyka. So one Tana says derech rechoyka means if you're so far away from Yerushalayim, 15 mil. How do you figure out 15 mil? That the zman of shechitas, the chiyuv, the mitzvah of shechitas at Pesach begins at Chatzos. You can't shecht the Korban Pesach before Chatzos on erev Yom Tov, and you can only shecht up until Shkia. You can't shecht after Shkia. So, and then the Gemara says, Derech Rechoika, you measure not by how long it would take him to travel if he would have a helicopter or an automobile, if he would have a gomel, the hamor, if he has the behemoth to travel. You measure Derech Rechoika traveling by foot. So the Gemara says, well, how long does it take to travel by foot? So the Gemara says, well, we have to figure out how long does the average person travel, the highway travelers, how long do they take all day long? And you have to figure out how long can they travel from Chatzos to Shkia. Gemara makes the whole cheshbon comes at 15 mil. That's one time it says like that. So that's where the Gemara gives the whole cheshbon in. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that since the Gemara is talking about, the Gemara says they travel from Alois HaShachar till Tzeis HaKachovim, and the Gemara says Alois HaShachar is 72 minutes before sunrise, and Tzeis HaKachovim is 72 minutes after sunset. So you see that the Tzeis HaKachovim is 72 minutes after sunset. That's what the Gemara says. And the Vilna Gaon says, no, that's not the Tzeis HaKachovim that's Negeya, the Tzeis HaKachovim is Laila. No, it's a different Gemara. The Gemara just figuring out the travelers keep on traveling till into the night, middle of the night. They're not going to travel. They do travel even after what we call Tzeis HaKachovim for Krishna and for Matzah and for Maror. They still travel into the night, but they only travel till a cutoff point of Tzeis HaKachovim. So they only travel till 72 minutes. So that's not the same Tzeis HaKachovim and Gan Shas. It's a different Tzeis HaKachovim. So the Gaon disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam, but on Alois HaShachar nobody disagrees. That's the only marker in the Gemara. But the Gemara gives you this man: how early before sunrise is Alois HaShachar? When does the Yom really begin? So the Gemara says 72 minutes. So the Poskim explained, the Prima Gordon assumes that it means Taka 72 minutes, summer, winter, spring, fall, always 72 minutes. And the later Poskim Taina that it's not so, that it fluctuates. And then the Melamed Lahoyle explains, what do you mean it fluctuates? So he says he always used to think that it fluctuates in the following sense, that it's a percentage of the day. The longer the day is, so the longer, the earlier it becomes Alois HaShachar. And the shorter the day is, so the less time it is for Alois HaShachar. That's what he used to think. The same for Tzeis HaKachovim. The longer the day is, so the more time it's going to take till the sun disappears Lagami. And the shorter the day is, so the sun is going to go fast. That's what he said Mitzad HaSvara. He was guessing Mitzad HaSvara. Then he says he consulted an astronomer, and they told him that it's all wrong. It has absolutely nothing to do with how long the day is. It depends how close the sun is to the earth or how far away the sun is from the earth. Those are the different seasons of the year. So because the length of the time between Alois HaShachar and Zricha, or between Shkia and Tzeis HaKachovim, depends on the angle, the degree of the angle that the sun is below the horizon before sunrise and after sunset. And that degree of that angle, how long that's going to take to be so low, that depends on how close or how far away the sun is from the earth. That doesn't depend on what the length of the day is. That's what the Malama Lahel says. He consulted the astronomers, and then they straighten him up. And that's what the Balatanya writes in the Siddur. Balatanya explains the whole thing without consulting the astronomers. He figured it out on his own. And he tells you, winter and spring and summer, it's not a ratio, it's not a proportion of how long the day is. It has to do with how close the sun is to the earth. Fine. So getting back again. So getting back again to the pasuk in Kumis. So the pasuk says, if I cooked, somebody brought a carbon oilo. No, oilo you don't eat. A carbon chatos or carbon ashen. So the kohanim eat the chatos in the ashen. They don't eat it raw, so they cooked it in the pot. So they cooked, they brought the carbon chatos or the carbon ashen at 10 o'clock in the morning. They cooked it in the pot at 11 o'clock, whatever, 10:30 in the morning, 11 o'clock. When it comes 72 minutes to, and then the kohanim eat the carbon chatos kol ha'yoyim, the kol ha'layla. The rabban, they're not allowed to eat the carbon chatos with the chatos. Fine. Comes tomorrow morning, alois hashachar, that's 72 minutes, or whatever the angle of the sun is below the horizon, whatever the cheshbon is, give or take a little bit with the 72 minutes, comes 72 minutes before sunrise tomorrow morning, that part becomes trace. So the Gemara says on the last daf in Avodah Zarah, Rashi says, but after all it was had terah bala at the time that he cooked the halakha carbon chatos. It was kosher, it was kosher, it was a halakha carbon. So there was nothing wrong. So what do you mean it becomes treif all of a sudden tomorrow morning? Well, since it was a teira bala at the time that he cooked it, it was kosher, we never require a libun. It's always sufficient with our gola.
Isn't the same thing Pesach? Pesach is also kosher.
We'll get to that. Masheini came in Parshas Matos, and Parshas Matos is talking that they captured treif for Kalim from the Nochem, from the Midyonim. And Mohammed Midyon and the Nochrim, they didn't cook Chatzis and Oshem, they cooked Chazer. They cooked Nevelis and Trefus.
Before it became Noser, the Hoskwin.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Before it becomes Oral Sashafa, it becomes Noser.
Yeah.
So the Pap the same way.
That's what he said.
Yeah, right. So the part in which we cook the carbon Chatos. So the Chumash says you never need Libun. Hagol is always sufficient, because since it's a terabola, so you never need Libun. Masheini came in Parshas Matas, where they took Kalim in which they cooked the Surabola, they cooked Mamash Trefus. So then it depends that if you cook Trefus soup, then Hagol is sufficient, and if it was broiled or fried, then you need Dafka Libun. And then the Gemara says this also explains the discrepancy regarding Kli Cheres. How come it does mention the Ferish what the din is Klicheres and Parshas Matos? It only mentions here, so the Gemara says no, that Klicheres, you cannot kasher, is only cannot kasher a day Hagolah. It's ain't a Yotze Hagolah, doesn't take out the treif of Bliya. But if you do Libun, then even a Klicheres Libun will help. So in Parshas Matos, where the Chumash speaks sometimes about Libun, sometimes about Hagolah, the Pasuk says, sometimes it's Libun, sometimes Hagolah. So it doesn't say the Ferish what the din is regarding Klecheres, because sometimes you can kasher, sometimes not. If you're talking about Libun, so you can kasher a Klecheres. If you're talking about Hagolah, you cannot kasher Klecheres. But in Parshas Tzav, the Chumash only speaks about Hagolah, and Hagolah for sure doesn't work on a Klecheres, so the Ferish says. Oh, so then the Gemara has a Gzeira the Rabban. The Gemara says in Sochim that even on the Torah from the Chumash it would appear that Libun does work on a Kli Cheres. But nevertheless, it's a Gzeira the Rabban. What do you mean Libun? It's going to take a blowtorch and hold it against his expensive china? So Mizam is going to do a fake job, but he's going to hold it just Bahavar of the Alma. He's not going to hold it long enough to really do a Libun. He'll ruin it. He's afraid Chayis Alay Ohat Rachman is on his Kalim. Zilma Paki. So the Libun is Nishkin Libun. Libun means you have to really gliyos the treifus. So the Gemara says there's a gzera de rabbanon that we don't allow Libun on Klicheres because we're afraid he won't do a good job. But what happens, Taka, the Gemara says, if he puts it full of coal, not done with a blowtorch, and he may fake the job, he may not do it well. Taka, let's say he puts it in a self-cleaning oven and he locks the door and he can't open it up. He puts in his Klicheres in the self-cleaning oven, he locks the door and he can't open it up for an hour, for half an hour, whatever it is. So he can't say he's going to be chayis alayis. Nothing he can do. No. The Gemara says not a loy food. The Gemara says this is not a loy food. But whenever Mamash fills it up with coal, he has, let's say, he puts it in the kibshon and he locks the door in such a way that he can't get it out, or he fills it up with coal with Mamash, then it's not a loy food. Just if he does a libun, then we're afraid he won't do a good job. Right. Right, like here also in Parshas Tzav, it says clean the choishes, and then in contrast, and then it spells out the ferish klicheres. So why not say the ferish a contrast here? So the answer is because in Parshas Tzav, the only form of kashering that's mentioned is Hagolah. So Hagolah, the Torah can say a statement, Hagolah doesn't help in klicheres. Finish. There's no doubt about it. But in Parshas Matas, where the Torah is speaking both about Hagola and about Libun, and Libun does help on Kli Cheres, only Hagola does not. So the Torah leaves it hanging. It just says if it's Kli Nechoshes, if it's Zohav Kesef Nechoshes, if it's metal, then they both, either Hagola or Libun helps. And it doesn't say what the din is by Kli Cheres, because sometimes it will help and sometimes it won't help. Yeah. They throw it out. They throw out the water, don't you? The shaila is, what is the biur? What is the pshat in that gemara? The gemara says, if it's, what's the logic behind it? If it's a teragola, if I cook the korban chato from the pot, and it becomes trace later on, when it comes to alot hashachar the next morning, so since it was a teragola, it's deficient with hagola. And if it's Isura Bala, then you need Libun Davke. What's the chilek between Hetera Bala, Isura Bala? So there's a Machloikis, the Ramam and the Raivid, and Tosfos has Tzukshotim, and Masech Hazvach, and the Perek Dam Chatos. And in Yeridei, they quote the simple Pshat. Yeridei, they quote the Glata Pshat. The Ramam. The Ramam Pshat is Glat. The Ramam writes, when he writes this halacha of Mariko Shtifah from Parshas Tzav, so the Rambam writes, the Kohanim cook the Korban Chatos and the Yoshim in a pot, and they eat it up, and they wash out the pot, and then he says, and you do the Hagola, Ekev Achila, Ayin Kuf Beis, Ekev Achila. So Loshon HaRambam. It's not found in the Gemara. Ekev Achila. So the Ravid comments, what is he talking about? What is Ekev Achila? He doesn't know what the word means. Ekev Achila. So the stomach, what the Rambam means is, then the Ravid says that it's wrong. The Ravid knows what he means, but it's, he makes fun of him, why he uses Loshon Ekev Achila. So what the Rambam means is like this. It says in the Chumash, "Hayo Ekev Tishmunes Hamishpatim Hayla." So Ekev means this schar. If you do the mitzvahs, then you get schar. So what does it mean? Some get schar. So the Rambam understood another pshat that you get schar immediately, right away after doing the mitzvah. The Torah promises right away schar. Not some bolam haba, at some distant time in the future. Right away you're going to get schar. So that's what the Rambam means over here. That after you finish eating the korban chatos, you empty out the pot. You have to kashim it out. Ekev achilo, immediately following the achilo, what do you mean? To the exclusion of what? Before it becomes noisome. And the Ravid disagrees and says, no, that you do the hagola tomorrow morning. What are you doing hagola if the pot is not trace? Why should you kashim the pot after you finish
eating
the
korban chatos? You don't want it to become noisome.
Oh, so the Rambam holds, no, the only time, the Rambam says like this, the only time the Gemara explains that in Parashas Tzav, you can even do hagola on a pot where you broiled the korban chatos arosham, and you never need libun. That's only if you do the hagola before it becomes noisa. But if hetera bala means that it's still hetera, it didn't turn into isa yet. If it already turned into isa, if it's already alois hashachar tomorrow morning and it's treif already, then you have to do libun. Then Rav Ashi would never say hetera bala is sufficient with hagola. But if you do the hagola before it alois hashachar, so it's still mutter. You do a hagola on a pot that really should have needed libun, so then it prevents it from turning into noisa. That's how they quote in Yeridei. That's the Ramam Shita and Tesis and Perek Dam Chatos and Zrochim has 2 days. It's one day in Tesis. What's the Biur Hadar? What's the Hezra? So they explain why. The Primogonim quotes the Rishon. The Ran explains it very Gishmak and Chul in Perek Kalabas. So the Ran explains it by Rishon and the Shulchan Aruch. They quote it. It means like this. What happens if I broil some Chazer on a broiler? And it has a strong Bli of Chazer in this broiler. So the din is after Kasher out the broiler. So let's say I'll do a Hagola. So the Chumash says in Parshas Matos, you have to do Libun. It's not good enough Hagola. What if I won't listen to the Chumash? I'll go ahead and I'll do Hagola instead of doing Libun. So it's no good. Chumash says you have to do Libun. What's no good? If you have a pot that you cook the soup in, trade the soup in, the Hagola does take out the bliya. So if I have a broiler that I broil chazer in, and I'll do Hagola on it, so say also that a Hagola takes out the bliya. So the storm of the Pshat is, that if you only cook treif soup in it, it only has so much bliya. So the Torah says if you do hagola, it takes out the whole bliya. But if you broil chazer in this broiler, so there's so much of a bliya that if you do hagola, it will not take out the full bliya. It will take out 80%, whatever. It will take out the bulk of the bliya, but there will still remain a significant amount of bliya, and I'll still say Tom Kika that it's treif. So now the Rambam and the one day in Tosfos and Zvachim interpret that's where Rav Ashi gemains on the list. Gemara, the Leir Zaf and Avodah Zara. What if you cook the carbon chatos or an oshem in the pot? And so far it still had teragola. It didn't turn into Issa yet. And after the Kohanim finish eating the pot, they wash it out and they clean it out with soap and water. There's no bien, there's no flesh left. And then, let's say they didn't cook chatos, they broiled. It was a broil, they broiled it. Carbon chatos on this broiler. And then they wash it out, they clean it off. And then they do, instead of doing a libun, they just do hagola. So what's the din if you do hagol on a pot that really needed libun? It takes out the bulk of the bliya, but there's still a little bit of bliya left. But it didn't become treif yet. So then you're going to tell me, oh, when it's going to come tomorrow morning at the 5 o'clock in the morning, 72 minutes. So that 10% of bliya is going to become neisar. So that's where Abashi's mechadish based on the chumash. If all you have is a tam kolush, you've done a hagol on a pot that really needs a libun. So the hagolah really knocks out most of the treif. 90%, let's say, the treif. So it's 10% of the bliya is remaining. So that 10% of bliya is called a tam kolush. And an Issa cannot be chal on a tam kolush. If something already became osur, if the goyim cooked chazer, they boiled chazer in the pot and parshas matzah, so it already is isur. And then you do hagol on a pot that really needs libun. So you knock out 80-90% of the traces, but there's still left 10% of traces. So that 10% is still treif. It's isur. But if you do the hagol on a pot that needs libun before it becomes treif, so then you want the isur to be chal on a 10% residue of bliya. So that's what the Chumash is telling us, that an isur cannot be chal on a tam kolosh. Oh, so that exactly. So that's what the Ran Chulon, the Pinugar Miyardesh, told too. Not banat, the same halacha. What is not banat? Not banat is like this. Let's say I have a treifa pot. Somebody cooked treifas in the pot yesterday. Let's say they cooked, let's make it better. Let's say somebody cooked ham and eggs in the pot 9 o'clock in the morning. They cooked treifas. Then they clean out the pot, they wash it out with soap and water. There's no BN, there's no longer any treifas on the surface of the pot, but there's a bliya of chazer in the pot. So then let's say 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they fry something kosher in that pot. So the din is that the tray for bliya in that pot goes out and it makes the food tray. This is a nice and tam. Why? How do you know it makes the pot tray? That's the din of tam ki ikar. Not only if you have the chunk of chazer in the tray, even if all you have is a bliya of the chazer, a tam of the chazer in the pot, and you washed off all the chazer on the surface, all the bien. But that bliya is going to come out and it's going to make the potatoes or the cholent or whatever I'm cooking now. It's going to make that treif now. That's a tam. Ad nois and tam, bar nois and tam. The chazer gave the bliya into the pot. And now that bliya, and I washed out the surface of the pot. Now that bliya in the pot is going to go into the potato now. Now I'm going to eat the potatoes. I'm cooking eggs, whatever. So the bliya is going to go from the pot into the potatoes and then I'm going to eat it. So that's really called nois and tam, bar nois and tam. So tam sheni already. So the din is, it doesn't matter. That's the halacha. If you cook kosher food in a treif pot, it becomes treif. What happens, however, let's say, if I have a fleishige pot? I have a fleishige pot. I cooked, let's say, fleishigs, 9 o'clock in the morning. Then I washed out the pot. It's completely clean. And then in the afternoon, this is already questionable. Let's say late in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I cook some milk in that pot. So then it's a question of Rishon whether this is true or not. So let's assume. We don't pass like this. Let's say for the yevim. So let's say I cook some milk in this pot 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So. Let's say I cooked water. Right. So it's also not a good case. Yeah. It's also not a good. Okay. Let's say it's also not going to be always gehalt 100% lalach. But let's say this notch. I have a fleishig pot. I cooked fleishigs in the pot, kosher fleishigs in the pot, 9 o'clock in the morning. Then I washed out the pot with soap and water, it's absolutely spick and span, and there's no bien of flesh on the top. And then 3 o'clock in the afternoon, let's say I cook potatoes, let's say I cook water, something parv in the pot. And now I'm eating supper, I'm having fleishigs, I'm having, let's say, milkshakes for supper. So I want to know, can I have those potatoes, can I mix in the potatoes with the milkshakes, with the cheese that I want to have? Or can I pour milk into those potatoes or not? So the din is not exactly the way I'm saying it over now, but as many Rishonim say the din is, that this is called not by not, nois and tam by nois and tam is muta. What does it mean? Since there really was no flesh left in the pot, I washed out the whole pot. There's only a bliya of fleishiks in the pot left from the morning. I cooked the flesh 9 o'clock in the morning. And then that bliya of flesh that was left in the pot, the tam of the meat in the pot, goes into the water or goes into the potatoes that I cook at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's still muta. And it's still mutter, it's still okay. So when does the problem come up? Later, I want to empty this out. I want to empty out these potatoes that I cooked or the water that I cooked in the pot. I want to put it in a bowl and then put some flesh in then. So after, I want to put in some milk later. So since it's a nice and tam, bar, nice and tam, so that it cannot become basa b'chala. That's what the Gemara calls not banat, it's mutter. Nois and tam, not by not as the Rosh says. Nois and tam, bar nois and tam of hetere is muta. So the Ran explains why you distinguish between not by not the hetere as opposed to not by not the isura. The monach shachit, the Torah has a chiddush of tam ki ikir, that not only if the thing is treif, if the treif is bien is here, are you not allowed to eat it? Even if you have the tam of the treif, it's also aser. So you're telling me even tam, sheini a tam that comes from a tam based on a tam is also aser. So why do you distinguish between milchix as opposed to treifus? So the Ran explains why, because not barnat is only a tam kolish. So ogishvach, very much ogishvach. The tam of the flesh, or the tam of the chazer in the pot, that's the original tam. Then I cook something, I cook some potatoes in the pot, and the bliya goes from the pot into the potatoes, that's ready ogishvach the tam. So a not banat is a tam kolush. So if it's already, if it was already treif to begin with, so once it's treif, it's treif. Even if all you have from that treif is a tam kolush, it still remains awesome. But what happens if you have a tam kolush and it's still not yet treif, and you want to pour in milk into these potatoes that have a tam kolush of flesh, and you want to tell me that the milk is going to join up, going to hook up with the tam kolush of the flesh to turn into yisur, to become basa b'chala. So that the Ran interprets the Gemara Chulin, that cannot happen. A tam kolish cannot convert to become asa. So the Ran puts the two together, that these two halachas, that not banata heter is mutar, as opposed to not banata isura, and also Ravashi's din on the last half in Avodah Zarah, that you never need libun when it's heterabola. All you need is hagola, and the only time we say sometimes you need libun, sometimes you need hagola, that's by isura bola. The Ram puts the two together, that basically they're based on the same klal, that whenever you have a tam kolush, an isa cannot be chal on the tam kolush. Now the shaila is regarding Pesach, what's the halacha? What's the halacha if I cook? That's the shaila. What if I be cooking chametz in a pot all year long? So comes there, let's say it comes Pesach and I want to kasher out the pot. So would you say that if I, let's say sometimes people broil sandwiches, they boil cheese sandwich, whatever, salami sandwiches on a broiler. So let's say you want to use that broiler on Pesach. So how do you have to kasher out? So everything you used was kosher, but it was chametz, it was bread. So when you broil, when you want to kasher a broiler to use it for Pesach, would you say that you have to have libun, or would you say that hagola is enough? So the Gemara on Daf Lamed on the base himself says, the Gemara is talking about sakinim. How do you kasher knives? So the Gemara says you make hagola and try to, what's the problem? Make hagola. So Tosis quotes a kasher, the Rabbi Natan has a stira, but if you have a trefa knife that you broil on, there's a tosefta in Avodah Zarah that says you need libun, hashpud, because you broil on it. So how come you don't say over here that if it's a knife that you should depend what kind of a knife it is? If it's a knife that, I don't know what you do, that you cut chametz with it is one thing, but if it's a knife that you broil chametz on, that you fry sandwiches on, so you should say kibbalah kachbalta, you should need libun, you should need libun. So they quote the tirutz Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said the yesh lechalek on laman on the base on the top thesis, the yesh lechalek ben hetera bola ben isura bola kini mechalek ravashi b'shinim asechus avodah zarah. He says the Gemara says in avodah zarah whenever it's hetera bola, whenever they cook the carbon chatos, then all you have to do is hagola. You never need libun. Why? Because the isa wasn't chal yet. You're going to do the hagola before it becomes straight. So hagola done to a kli that really should need libun takes out most of the bliya. And the only amount of bliya is going to be left will be called a tam kolush, a ogishvach the tam. And when it comes this man that the isa is supposed to be chal, let's say alois hashachar the next morning, an isa cannot be chal on a tam kolush. So the same over here, Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Tam. You'll do a hagola on the broiler in which you broiled on the toaster. Let's say he has a toaster that he toasts bread on. So he'll do hagola on that instead of doing libun. So most of the bliya will go out, and the small amount of bliya that will be there when it comes there of Pesach in the morning. This man Easter, so since it's only a tam kolos, the Easter chametz will not be chal on a tam kolos. That's how the Rabbi Natan holds. So the Ran on this daf, the Ran on the Rif, quotes the Ramban who disagrees. The Ramban is of the opinion that chametz kodem is manoi is called isura bola. It's not called hetera bola. Why is it called isura bola? He says that it's not the same as the carbon chatos that I cook today, and when it comes tomorrow morning, it converts, it turns into noisa. Why is there a difference? So the Ran quotes Ramban as follows. He says, by the carbon chatos of the yoshim that I cook today, so the carbon is a mitzvah to eat. It's het to gom, it's a mitzvah to eat it. When it comes alois hashachav the next morning, if you have any flesh left over, the end, Or even if you have no basa left over, you have the bliya in the Daifin Akli, so then the bliya turns into Isser Noiser. The shame Noiser is chal. You can't say it's Noiser today. Noiser means it was left over chutzlis manoi. If you take a chutz from Kaimis Nifsal B'yotze, if you leave a chutzlis manoi, after this man, the time that it has, it becomes Nifsal B'lino, so it becomes Noiser. So the shame Noiser doesn't come into existence until Alois HaShachar the next morning. So today it's a terabola. I'll do the Hagola and the Kli that should have needed Ligun, but all you have left is a Tam Kodesh. When it comes tomorrow morning and the Easter Shem Noiser, it's supposed to set in, it's supposed to be Chal, it's supposed to, the Torah creates the Shem Noiser when it comes in the morning. So the Shem Noiser can't be Chal on a Tam Kodesh. But he says over here, one second, but he says over here, the Ramban Tainis, what do you mean? When it comes Erev Pesach in the morning, at 12 o'clock or 11 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, the Shem Chometz is Chal. The Shem Chometz was there all along, it's always Chometz. The only thing is that all year long you're allowed to eat chametz, and on Pesach there are certain zman. Pesach, Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz, but it was always chametz. The Shem chametz was there, so it's not that.
A new thing.
So you can't say that a new Shem has to be chal. The chametz was there all along, so the Shem chametz was chal today, all year long when I'm cooking.
But a new issue came.
He says that's not true. The Yisra. He says whatever is chametz, when it comes, there's money, sir. The chametz is also, it already was chametz from before.
Can't you say also that maybe because Pesach has a din of mashuhu, it's even the Tam Kolish by Pesach should be worse than the Tam Kolish in the whole year?
That's Taina.
What?
That's Taina. That's not what the Ramban says, though.
Doesn't say, but you can say
it.
Mashu is only in the Rabbanan.
Even for the Rabbanan, maybe that's why you're machmer.
It's for the Rabbanan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Ramban doesn't say
chometz is more chometz, but because Bal Yehuda,
Yeah. That's not what the Ramban says.
Ramban says something else.
This meat is already.
He says it can't be noisa. Noisa means if you kept the chutzlis mana. Today it's still Zman. It doesn't become Chutzlis Man until tomorrow morning. But he says by Chometz, it's Chometz all year long. Except the Chometz all year long is Kosher. It's Mutter. When it comes Erev Pesach in the morning, in the afternoon, then the Chometz becomes awesome. But it was always Chometz. So he says here you can't say that it's a terrible. So Tesis has this. Not the same. Exactly. Right. That's what the Rambam says. Only Ekev Achila. You do the Hagolah Tekev following the Achila before it becomes noisy. Right.
But if you took it out,
you do the Hagolah before
the Achila. The Rambam
says. Right. Tesis says that you never need anything more than Hagolah. You never need Libun. So that's only if you do the Hagolah on the Pesach of the Gepat before the Zman Yisrael Chametz. If you do it after the Zman Yisrael Chametz, then you will need Libun. Right? Then it's already Yisrael Gola. This is only applies this if you do the Hagolah before the Zman Yisrael. Then all you have left is the Tam Kolish. The Yisrael Chametz cannot be Chal on the Tam Kolish. Exactly. But Tesis has this when it gets to another Nafkimina. Tesis has it when it gets to another Din. Tesis in Avodah Zarah and Tesis in Chulin raises Stama problem. Let's say I have a tray for pot. It says in the Chumash, you have a tray for Kli, so you make it kosher ayideh Hagolah. So how do you do Hagolah? So you have to take a pot and fill it up with water. And then when it starts to bubble, when it's mamish 212...
You're throwing a hot stone to make the temperature higher.
No, you don't need a hot stone. Well, the Gemara says once in a long while you need a hot stone. Normally you don't need any hot stone.
What degree? 180?
If it's malah babu, no, 212.
You don't get the...
Boiling. Yeah,
that's why they
a little
say
close to 212.
Dishwashers are no good, they don't reach the 212.
Different shot.
But the lady loaded from a boiling tailor to wash. Okay, the change is to the pot that I ain't got a cutter. It starts boiling, except if you put in a boiling stone, it brings it up.
No, you don't need a boiling stone. You don't need it. So the deal is that, let's say, if you have a pot full of water, Tak says Shulchanah that you shouldn't do Hagolah. Ain't Lagol, Elabisnei Baal Hagolah. You only do Hagolah in the presence of a Talmid Chacham who knows the dinim. That's why a lot of shuls have the minig that they do Hagolah in shul, and the Rabbonim or the Dayanim stand there and they do the Hagolah for the Balabat, and that's in Shulchanah. They're the Balagolah. They then the Hagolah al Bethnei Balagolah. That's the din of Shulchanah. Yeah. So it says in Shulchanah, how do you do Hagolah? So you fill up a pot full of water and you turn on the fire. When it's mala babuas, when it's burning hot, then you take this tray, a fork or the tray, a pot or whatever it is, a tray, and you just dip it in for a second. There's no zman how long it has to be. You just dip it in for a second, take it out. And then Tosafot says on the last daf in Avodah Zarah that the minig is that after you do the hagol and the burning hot water, you rinse it off with cold water. And Tosafot says they don't know what the minig is based on, unless it's based on the pasuk in Parshas Tzav that it says you need mariko shtifa. Mariko shtifa means you wash it off twice. And the Gemara says in Zvachim, what does it mean mariko shtifa? One is b'tzein and one is b'chamen. Once you do hagol with burning hot water, and then you wash it off with cold water. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. With the Marika Shtifa, in which order do you do it? First you rinse it off with cold water, then you do the Hagola? Or no, first you do the Hagola, then you rinse it off with cold water. So Tosafot said, but whichever it is, that's only by Kachim. It doesn't even apply to Truma, let alone Chulin. Stam, if you have a tray for Kli, there's no din of Marika Shtifa. Marika Shtifa is a special mitzvah, has to be done in the Azor. It's a mitzvah. So Tosafot says, they don't know exactly why. It must be that we do. Tosafot has a minig that they don't know why. That we practice minig. It must be that it's a zeicha in the Mariko Shtifa. But first you do the Hagol, and then right away you rinse it off with cold water as a zeicha to the mitzvah's Mariko Shtifa, which really only applies to Korbanes and only in the Beis HaMikdash that we make a zeicha for that. That's another dish. You need Mariko Shtifa to wash out the kli on the inside and the outside. That's a different dish. When you have a becher that you want to make kiddush on, you want a bench, so then you have to rinse it in the inside and the outside. Yeah. Shtifa da. Yeah. They more called the shtifa da. It's a different, yeah. So that's cold water. That's not happening. Yeah. So Tosafot has akasha. Tosafot respects akasha in Avodah Zarah and in Chulin. They don't understand the whole institution of Hagolah. What do? You make a Hagolah. Let's say I have a tray for spoon. I used to, by mistake, I stirred some tray for soup. So I have a pot full of water and the water is bubbling. I take the tray for spoon and I hold it, I put it in the water, and then I take it out. So the tray for bliya that's in the spoon goes into the water. What's going to prevent the tray for bliya from coming back into the spoon? It goes out. Why isn't it going to come back in?
I did the tallest middle level.
Why is it tallest? So Tosafot says one answer. Tosafot says two answers. These are two answers. Tosafot gives two answers.
I did the tallest middle level.
Oh, that's the third answer that Tosafot says is wrong. They say first they say one answer, they call it Bala Tosafot says like that, and then Tosafot and Chulin Dav Kuf Chesam and Beis and the Sugya of Tipas Cholo, Tosafot says that's what some say, and then they give the other two answers, they say that's not right. One answer they give is that physically the facts are that when it's burning hot the bliya will only go out, and the bliya that just went out will not come back in unless you'll hold it in there so long till the water will cool off. If you turn off the fire and you hold it so long till the water begins to cool off, then the bliya will go back in. So that says we don't hold it so long. You just dip it in, you take it out, you leave the fire on. It doesn't have a chance to cool off. That's the first answer that Tosafot gives. Then they think that it's not correct. Neche Tosafot says, the chichul de nevihi. Tosafot has the lesson what? The bliya knows not to be balea back. The spoon knows not to be balea back the bliya that it just spit out in the hot water. Neche Tosafot, how could that be that that's a physical fact? The Tosafot doesn't like that answer based on Metzius, that the bliya that it just spit out, it's not below it back until the water calms down, there is sichot, when it's burning hot, not. So they reject that and they give the other two answers. The Tosafot says, if you have a spoon and you have so much water in the pot that you have shishim against the water, so the bliya, the treifa bliya of the spoon goes into the water and it's buckled the shishim, so then the bliya cannot come back in, because it's already in this bottle of the shishim. That's one answer. What happens if you have, let's say, not a little spoon in a big pot full of water, but if you have a little pot that you have to kasher in a big pot, and you don't have shishim in the water in the big pot against the little pot? So then Tosafot says you have to be careful to see to it that the tray for pot that you're kashering will be a kli sheina ben yomo. What do you accomplish if the kli is eina ben yomo? If it hasn't been used for treifas in the last 24 hours, what is accomplished then? So the Gemara says, I'm talking in the Avodah Zarah, that whenever you have a kli that hasn't been used for treifas in 24 hours, it's min ha-teira, the whole thing is muta. It's muta lagamri to use it. Lo yasa teira l'chadera basyema. When the Chumash says in Parshas Matos that they have to kasha the kelim, that means if they want to use the kelim on the same day, they won the war against the Midyanim, and if they want to use the kelim on the same day within 24 hours of that morning that the goyim used it for the ham and egg, then they have to kasher it either Hagola or Liban, depending on how it became trade. But what happens if we know for sure that 24 hours have passed since the time that the Goyim used it for the treifas? Then the Gemara says, Menatera, you don't have to kasha the kelim at all. Why not? Because even if they will give off a treifa b'liya after 24 hours, that b'liya will be a nice and time of gam. It won't make the new food taste any better. If I care, it'll make it poigin and mixus, it'll make it taste a little worse. And a nice and time of gam is mutter. So then, whenever the treifa b'liya comes into kosher food, and it's poigin the food, it doesn't taste as good as it would have. If you would have cooked it in a brand new kli, this b'liya that came out after sitting in the Beis Magdor for 24 hours is poking the new food, the kosher food, the miktas. But the din is that it does make the food trash.
But then you might want to stop when the Rosh Hashanah
comes. Also not. Also the same thing. Same thing. It's only, let's say, if I cook the korban chatos at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I want to cook another korban chatos tomorrow, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So then I have to kosher. Then you don't have to kasha. So then tell you to affect akasha. So why do you have to break the kli cheres? Just wait till 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's like a stuff. It's like a good kasha. They have trouble with that. Tell you trouble, yeah. Why do you have to smash the kli cheres? Just wait 24 hours. What do you have to smash it for? Xeira there, right?
You mean after 24 hours, no more noiser anymore in that stuff?
I'll be pashtus. After 24 hours, should be no noiser. Yeah.
Maybe also
it's
also much more.
No, but a klicheres is also but let's say you have a porous klicheres and you wait 24 hours, it's also not in time of God. It's also not in time of God. Now Tez gives an answer. Tez gives an answer. It's a mitzvah. Tez says it's a mitzvah because the din is that you have to smash the klicheres in the Azorah. It's a mitzvah to smash, not glad you throw it out in the garbage. It's a mitzvah to smash the klicheres in the Azorah. So you see, it's a religious ritual, it's a ceremony. So the Torah has a Gezeres HaKos, you have to smash it, that's in the Azor. Then once you say like that, then Kanishan Zogin, it's a mitzvah to kasha the clean of choshes. You're not allowed to wait till, if you cook today at 9 o'clock, don't wait till tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. It's a mitzvah, because you have to do Marikish Tifa also in the Azor. It's also a special mitzvah, Marikish Tifa, cold water. Cold water doesn't help take out the bliya, you never need cold water. The hot water takes out the bliya, so the cold water is a raya right away that it's a mitzvah. And you have to do Marikish Tifa in the Azor, it's a special mitzvah. So the Melech Tzedek says the whole thing is a mitzvah. You don't even hear, you're not allowed to rely on waiting till 24 hours. Enachanam, if you wait 24 hours, it'll be nice and time to come. You won't have to do anything. But the teres is a mitzvah not to wait 24 hours. The mitzvah is to smash the kli cheres or to do the marika shtifa on the kli matech.
People wanted to add water into a meat pot. Okay, the water is made, right?
Metal.
It's made. It's made. It's flesh.
Yeah.
Now, what about if you have a lot of water? And the water is running constantly into the pot. Where's the limit that the water becomes placed or not? That's going all the way to there.
But you have hot water.
But the water is running constantly. Now you have the clear.
The connection
right?
You want to
going back down.
Yeah.
Where's the limit?
It goes into the boiler.
You have the same thing. You have a mixture. Right? You have one drop, which is the top of the air.
Yeah.
It's part of the whole mix.
Yeah.
Running water. That's right. So the drop you can have on the top.
By mikveh the din is that notzak is ain't a chibur. The water that's moving is not a chibur. And yainetzach is a din that notzak is chibur. It means if I'm pouring wine and the goy touches the wine that I'm pouring on the bottom, so even though he didn't touch the wine in the bottle, and then I stop pouring, so the wine in the bottle is also. That's called notzak is chibur.
Yeah.
So the shad is what about treifas? Yeah. So the pashtun says notzak is ain't a chibur by treifas. Notzak is ain't a chibur. There's a shver of Pimugad in Hilchot Pesach. He says that not the kavachim. It's a chumra. It's very shver. The Pashto says Pimugad has a din. Let's say we cooked in a, you cooked in a Pesach digatat, and then you're pouring this into a chametz dikikli. I pour the contents into a chametz dikikli. So when I pour part of it into, it's burning hot. Pour it into the chametz dikikli. Baleya from the chametz. So the stuff on the bottom is baleya. So tachirish, everything on top becomes straight. So shver of Pimugad. The Pashto says that it's not. There is no din of not tekhiv. Not tekhiv is only a din by yainas. By stamian, it's not a din by bliya. Bliya doesn't go back. We don't assume that bliya goes back. Unless part of it jumps back in, unless part of the liquid on the bottom is going to jump back into the tapa. It's a different story. But there's nothing flying, there's nothing, no.
It will not make it from the bottom.
Not it does make it. So what is Tesis' answer over here? So Tesis says, Tesis had after kasha. When I have a treifas spoon and I want to do hagolah, they put it into burning hot water so the bliya goes out. So what's going to prevent that bliya that just went out from going back into the spoon again? So The test gives two answers. The test gives three answers. One answer to give is that it's not going to be Balea back when it's burning out, and the test doesn't think that that's correct at all. They can't believe that there's such a thing in Metzius. The Balea that just came out is not going to come back in. And Tesla gives these two answers that are both quoted in the Aradei and in Arachayim, Lahaloka. The one answer is, if you have shishim in the water against the spoon, so true, the bliya will go out, that will become batel b'shishim. So then if it's going to come back in, that will be a kosher bliya, because it's already in this batel b'shishim. And the other answer Tesla says is, what happens if you have a pot that you're koshering, you're doing hagola in a larger pot, and you won't have shishim in the water in the big pot against the little pot. It's not a spoon in a big pot, it's a pot in another pot. But then they said, you have to be medactic that the little pot that you're kashering should be a kli sheina ben yomo. What is accomplished then? Because min ha-tera, kli sheina ben yomo is tam, and ha-tera doesn't need any hagol at all. Because a kli sheina ben yomo, the worst that will happen is it will make a nosen tamadam, which is mutter. So the whole thing is only with the rabbanon, that if I have a trefa kli, or a fleshige kli, or a milchige kli, that I haven't used in 24 hours, it's only a din, the rabbanon, that you're not allowed to use it now. Unless you kasher, why is there? For what reason did they make it zera the rabbana? So the Gemara says on the last daf and avodah deserve zera and a ben yomo, also ben yomo. Person can hold cheshbin. All we have to have is one set of dishes for Pesach, for chometz, for matzah, for fleshes, for milchik, for chaza. Goyim come in, he'll feed chaza. I just put labels on every dish. This was used for treifus at this time, so he'll wait 24 hours, then he can use it for whatever he wants. This was used for chometz such a time. This is just for flesh, you can really just wait 24 hours. It's going to have labels on all the pots and pans and dishes. It's going to get confused. So the Gemara says, they made it Xera the Rabban, Xera, Eina Ben Yomo, Otu Ben Yomo. So they said, even if the Kli has not been used for treifus or for fleshiks and milchiks, whatever, in 24 hours, he still, the Gemara Gvara never says it's from fleshiks to milchiks. The Gemara Gvara never says it. The Gemara just says on treifus. The Gemara says, if it's used for treifus, they made it Xera the Rabban, Xera, Eina Ben Yomo, Otu Ben Yomo. The Ritvoa, and the end of Avodah Zarah quotes his Rebbe, Rabban Alevi, who only had one set of dishes. Ben Atzarik, he only had one set of dishes. He said the Gzeira de Rabban, Eina Ben Yomo, Ata Ben Yomo, was only instituted when it's Isura Bol. It's a terrible as well, they never made Gzeira. So the Ritva writes that he pleaded with his Rebbe, Naniach, that you're right, but all the Rabbanim say, Ya Shegitz, how can you only have one set of dishes? So Chodesh, make everybody else happy, so make believe that they're right. Make believe that they're right, have two sets of dishes. So he says, the Rebbe insisted, I'm right and they're wrong and that's all, and he's only going to have one set of dishes. And he held labels on his dishes. Whenever it was Eina Ben Yomo, after 24 hours, he would use it for the opposite, for the fleshes, so he kept on switching back and forth. Now, look, we don't pass him like that. We pass him that the Gzeira de Rabbonon, that is a shver. What's the chiluk? The Gzeira de Rabbonon, that Eina Ben Yomo, Eina Ben Yomo applies whether it's traitors or whether it's fleshes to milchis and milchis to fleshes. Even if you wait 24 hours, it's awesome of the Rabbana to use the kli, unless you kasher it. The Taisa says, but when do you have this Gzeira de Rabbana? Gzeira Eina Ben Yomo to Ben Yomo. That's only if I have a kli, which was once trace, let's say I have a big pot, which I once cooked traces in, and at one time it was really a kli Ben Yomo, and now 24 hours have passed. So the Rabbana, we're not allowed to use this kli for kosher food, unless you kasher it. But what happens if Al-Kashra, the Bliya will go out, the Trefa Bliya will go out into the water, then it'll come back in again. So when the Bliya comes back in, it'll be Tchilas HaBliya Livgam. If I have a Trefa Kli and 24 hours have passed, so the Tchilas HaBliya in this Trefa Kli was a Shvach. I cooked Chazer in the pot, I cooked Fleishiks in the pot, I cooked Chometz in the pot, whatever. I cooked some fluid in the pot, and it was nice and time in the Shvach. Then it was a good Bliya. So then you wait 24 hours and it turns all of a sudden to become nice and tamal of gam. So that's a gzera de rabbanon, gzera ain't a ben yomo or a ben yomi. You're not allowed to use this pot which yesterday was traced and it became kosher by waiting 24 hours. You're not allowed to rely on 24 hours because you're going to mix up all the different pots. But what happens if I have a pot where the whole bli in the first place was a nice and tamal of gam? The tchilat bli was of gam. So then Taisa says on the last daf in Avodah Zarah that the ki hai gavna, they never made the gzera de rabbanon. So Taisa says that's the whole institution of Hagolah is based on that. You take the tray for pot and you wait till it's Eina Ben Yomo, then you hold it in a pot of burning hot water, so the bliya of treifus will go out. The bliya is going to come right back in again. So Tesis says, so what? When it comes back in, it's going to be nice and tam of gam. But it was nice and tam of gam in the pot in the first place, that Tesis name. Before you do the Hagolah on the pot, on the tray for pot, it's a tchilas habliya l'shvach, which turned into l'vgam. So that's the gzera de rabbanon, gzera ain't a ben yomo, a ben yomo. But once the bliya goes out into the water, then it comes back into the pot. So the tchilas habliya in the pot was l'vgam, So then there was no Gzeira the Rabbah. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbah has a Chumrah. Based on this, the Rabbah says, so although Taisa says there are two ways to make Hagolah, the whole institution of Hagolah is questioned by Taisa. The Bli is going to go into the water. It's going to come back into the Trefa pot. It's going to come back into the pot that you just kashered now. So what's going to prevent it from becoming Trefa again? So Taisa says there are two ways. Either you have to have Shishim in the water against the spoon, or you have to see to it that the spoon should be a Kli Shem Benyom. So the Rambam says that we have a minig that to simplify matters, we have a minig that you always have to be careful that the Kli should be an Eina Benyom. Whenever you kasher a Kli, it has to be a Kli Shem Benyom. And you don't rely on Shishim. You don't say we're going to do a Hagol on a Kli that is a Benyom and rely on Shishim. We don't get involved. We always medaktik to see to it that the Kli should be an Eina Benyom. So this is what Taisa says in general. That's all year long. If you want kasher, trade for kelim to make them kosher, so you have to have either shishim, you have to have eina ben yom. The Rambam says the meaning is you always need eina ben yom. That the kli that you kasher should be eina ben yom. What happens, let's say, when you're kashering Pesach for Pesach? Let's say you want a kasher from Chametz to Pesach. So then Taisa says Dr. Achid. The Rambam says that we still have the meaning. Whenever you want a kasher, anything has to be a kli shein ben yom, and you avoid all the problems and shalom al yisrael. But Taisa says, before the minig of the Ramah, Taisa says, no, forget, by when it comes to kashering chametz b'kekelim, to make them Pesach dik, you need neither shishim, nor do you need that the chametz b'kekli should be any benyom. Why? Because what's the whole hashash? I have, let's say, Pesach dik, I have only one set of spoons and forks. I have flesh again, milk again, I'm going to use them all for Pesach. I don't want to buy another set of spoons and forks. So Taisa says simple, you take all the spoons and forks and knives and everything, and you do a Hagolah, and the spoons and knives are mamish that were just used today for Chametz. I just used it within 24 hours for Chametz, and I don't have shishim in the pot, in the water pot against it. Taisa says you don't need shishim, and you don't need that it should be any ben yomah. Why? The blia will go from the spoons and the forks into the water, and even if it will come back into the spoon and the fork, so what? It's still heter. And Taisa says this is a not bar not. Bar not. They had to, this is what a third knot. This is a third knot in town. Why? Because the chametz gave the bli into the spoon. And then I washed off the spoon with soap and water, so there's no bien. Then the spoon is going to give the bli into the water, then the bli is going to come back from the water back into the spoon. It's ready a third time. And it's still not Erev Pesach yet. It's still not awesome. So Taisa says, since chametz be Pesach, chametz kedem ha Pesach, is heterabola, as the Rabbi Natam says on the top of Laman on the day. So this is really a not by not, the hetera. A not by not makes it that it's the only tam of chametz that the spoon is going to have now is going to be a very much of a tam kolosh, because it's a tam shlishi already. So tam shlishi is a tam kolosh, and it didn't become also yet. When you are going to tell me when it comes out of Pesach, then the spoon is going to become a trefa spoon. So the Pesach says no, that a not by not, the hetera cannot become also. That's the din. This din is for the Shulchan Aruch. This din is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that if you kasher chametz b'kekelim before Pesach, we have a minig. The Rambam says the minig is you always need Eina ben Yomo, but Meikar Adin, if you didn't have, let's say, if you didn't have Eina ben Yomo, the din will be that not by not the heteira is mutter, that there won't be any problem. But granted, there's a problem over here in Shulchan Aruch. It ties, and as the Gaon points out, in connection with this machlokes between the Rabbi Natam and the Ramban, for the chometz kedem zman yisur, chometz kedem haPesach should be labeled as hetera bola or yisur bola. The Taisa says chometz kedem haPesach is heter because the yisur is not called till it comes there Pesach in the morning. And the Ramban says not true, but the shem chometz already is there, so it doesn't help if by the time it comes there Pesach at the tam kolish. The shem chometz already was called on it a long time ago. So in this machlokes, there should really be two nafkaminas. One nafkamina regarding not by not, but the not by not should be mutter kodem haPesach. And one nafkamina, whether you should ever require libun on any chometz dikapats if you want to kasher them. So the Taz and the Vilna Gaon both point out there's a contradiction in the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch. That in Shulchan Aruch, it was based that they write that not by not kodem haPesach is mutter. So you see that the Shulchan Aruch is assuming that chometz kodem haPesach is heterabola. And then, in another simon, the Shulchan Aruch writes that how do you kasher the kelim for Pesach if they became chometzik ayidei cooking, so it's sufficient with hagolah. If they became chometzik ayidei al ha'esh, ayidei broiling, then the din is you have to have libun. So the shaila is how can it be? But if you assume like the Taisa Shita that chometz kedem zmanai is heterabola, So shouldn't this be Hetera Bava? Should always be sufficient with Hagava? That's the taina of the Taz and the Zonagon. They say that it's a stir in the Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch says that you need Libun, it's really only Lechumer B'Yalma. The Iker Adin, it should really be sufficient with Hagava. Because we really passed in that comment for the Matasah, it's Hetera Bava. Now, Lechumer B'Yalma, Lechosh is for the Shittas Ramban, so we require Libun. And that's why the later poskim say, what happens if you have a frying pan? So in Yeridaya, in Sima Kuf Papalach in Yeridaya, the Mechaba quotes that it's a Shaila in the Rosh. And Daf Lamed, the Rosh in Psochim has a Machlegis HaRishayim. What's the din regarding a frying pan? If you broil treifa things, or if you broil treifas on a broiler, then you need Libun. If you cook treifa soup in a pot, then Hagol is enough. What if it's not exactly cooking, it's not exactly broiling? You fried something. So you don't fry it with that oil, you always have oil. Or margarine or something there. So should you label frying tigun? Should tigun frying be considered like bishul, so it should be sufficient with hagola? Or is it considered like plea, because you don't have so much soup there, you just have a little bit that it shouldn't burn, just to prevent it from burning. So what's the status of tigun? Whether frying has a status like bishul or the status like a broiling, would you need libun or would you need hagola? So for Pesach, the poskim are makel, more so than by treifas. Why? Because by Pesach, the tazim is only going to say, and ikar adin we poskim, you never need libun. It's always good enough with hagola. Not just lechumer, the alma, we're machmer lechoshish for the shittas Ramban, that he says, achom it's kodim zmano, is he surabola? So to be machmer no chachumah agabi chumrah, to be machmer over here to say that a frying pan should need libun also, it's a chumrah agabi chumrah, so then many poskim are mekel. They say that a frying pan for Pesach, if you have to kasher it, it's good enough with hagol. Most people don't kasher anything for Pesach. Most people can afford to buy another set of dishes. The shaila is if you have a big catering establishment, or let's say you have a big hotel, or you have a hospital, you have a lot of chaylim, so they can't store in a hospital Pesach dishes all year long. So they have to kasher all of the kelim. They have to kasher the kelim for Pesach. So they have to know exactly when you have to have libun, when you have to have hagol. So that's the, generally speaking, that's the pesach hamakuba. They're not frying pans for Pesach. For Pesach without any kasher at all. There's no need to kasher at all. The same thing for Leishig and Milchik. And the Ramah says not so. The Ramah is machmer against the Mechaber. Says no. Since the Rada Shittas who hold that glass is Balaya, and on Pesach we're machmer. So all year long, let's say treifis. If I have a glass dish and it became treif, or by mistake it became Milchik or Leishig, whatever, the Ramah doesn't quote any Chumrah. So the Pesach can say the Ramah also holds Mikra even like the Mechaber, that all year long, we assume that glass is not Balaya. But Mishum Chumra de Chometz, we're Machmer, the Ramah's Machmer, Ashkenazim, follow the Pesach Ramah. So we're Machmer that we make believe that glass is not only Balea, but we treat it like a Klicheris, and it's a Yotzim Idei Dei for the Yodam. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayodam, it depends how the glass was Balea. Let's say I had a glass that was only Balea, Bliast Tzainin, had a different ways to be Balea. If I cooked Chometz in it, it's one thing. So then we're Choshish, then we, if I have a glass pot, that I cook chametz, a parak. So then the Ramah has this chumrah that we're machmer that it's goleya like klicheres and in hagola wouldn't help. So you can't kasher with the place. But what happens if the whole bliya consisted of the fat that I held some chametz dikke contents in it for 24 hours and kavish kimavushal? So then the chayodam says based on the Yerushalmi, based on the Ramban, or chametz himself, quotes a Yerushalmi. That if you have a kli cheres, if you have an earthenware kli that was balea bitzainen, aydei kavish kemavushal, so although hagola does not help on a kli cheres, but here you don't need hagola. The klal is kibola kach polta. So the chumash only writes two examples of kibola kach polta. One in Parshas Matos. One is if you broil treifas on the kli, then you have to have a libun to make it kosher. And one is if you cook treifas soup in the pot, then you have to have hagola to make it kosher. So the Yerushalmi says there's another form of kibola kach polta. What if the bli was not ayidei bishul nor ayidei tzli? The bli was ayidei kavish kemavushal. So then you can make it kosher ayidei kavish kemavushal. So if you soak it for 3 days, that also makes it kosher. Why 3 days? A different question. We'll discuss that tomorrow. Why 3 days? A different question.
Does everybody accept some soaker that their patient is changed from nothing to patient to kosher patient?
That's a shame. The Morgan Avraham in Hilchas Yontif quotes, I think the Rebbe Reb Shachnev spoke to one of the earliest Goyim, that the minig is that you don't kasher from Fleishik to Milchik or Milchik to Fleishik. Unless, like, they had a thing that was always parav and then by mistake it became Milchik. So then you do kasher. But if it was always your doer that this is, these are the Fleishik spoons, these are the Milchik spoons, and all of a sudden you want to switch it, or you have, these are the Milchik parts, it was always supposed to be Milchik, and then you want to switch it, so the Morgan Avraham quotes the minig from the early Rachmanim, that you don't switch from Fleishik to Milchik. The Aruch HaShulchan says he never heard of that minig, he doesn't understand what it's all about, and he doesn't think that there is such a minig, and there's absolutely nothing wrong. That's what he says. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has in his Tshuvos, he says, Avada, that's the minig, that was always the minig, that was the minig Bizman HaGemara. He starts interpreting Hormah, that was the minig Bizman HaGemara. Not the kasha from Fleishik to Milchus, Milchus to Fleishik. He says, Poshe, you're going to mix up the Milchik and the Fleishik things? Avada, that was always the minig. But then the Shaila is, what happens if all year long I use this, these were the Fleishik spoons, these were the Milchik spoons, and now I want to use it for Pesach. Not that I'm interested in kashering it from Fleishik to Milchik. I want to kasher it from Chametz to Pesach. So once I kashered it already, is there anything wrong with switching it over again now? So that's a shaila. So some achrayim say that once you kashered it already, did he ever is avadik? It's just lachatchila, the meaning is not to kasher from Fleishik to Milchik. But if you're kashering already, beheter, because you want to make it from Chametz to Pesach, so then you can use it for whatever you want. And others are makbid, but that's not. That they claim that there really is such a meaning, not to switch, never to switch the Fleishik to Milchus to Milchus to Milchus.
One more question.
Where is Yishin Yidvish Chodesh? Yishin Yidvish Chodesh is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that if you have barrels in which they contain the Yayines, the Chastam Yenom, and the barrels were emptied out, and they were emptied out and cleaned up, and they were sitting ledik, they were sitting empty for 12 months, so the Gemara assumes that the bliya of Stam Yenu will completely disappear and there will be absolutely no bliya whatsoever after 12 months and there's no need to kasher the barrels at all. So the Chacham Tzvi says, based on that Gemara, why should you assume that it's only a heter and Stam Yenu? It's not a heter and anything. So he says, when do you need? The din is that if you have a trefa kli, so if it was used within the last 24 hours for trefas, then it's a din in the Torah that the tam of the trefas and the kli will last for the next school, so you have to kasher. What if the kli hasn't been used for trefas in the last 24 hours? So the Gemara says, "Men atayir, it's really mutter to use it because a kli sheinu ben yomo is nosen time of God." However, they made a gzeira the rabban, a gzeira ainu ben yomo, otu ben yomo. That's the Gemara, the last daf in Avodah Zarah. Gzeira ainu ben yomo, otu ben yomo. So you're not allowed to use any trefa kli even after 24 hours have passed until you kasher it. So the Chacham Tzvi Tain is Bamed, Varam Amurim. When do you say you have to kasher it, the rabban, to take out that bliyah? That's only if the bliyah is still there. The only thing is that the bliyah will be a nice in time of God. It really won't make any problem. But if you waited already 12 months, you happen to have the kli 12 months already, but then he says, the mamash is no bliyah. There's nothing to discuss. What are you going to do? A havdalah? There's nothing there. Metzias. There's nothing coming out. The bliyah disappeared completely. That's what the Gemara says. That if you have yishun, yud beis chodesh, it's already 12 months that has been empty, so the bliyah disappeared. So the Chacham Tzvi Tain is that if the Gemara says this heter regarding stam yenam, the answer applies regarding everything else as well. He says, l'chatchila, you're not allowed to, let's say if I have a trade for kli, I'm not allowed to hold it around the house for 12 months in order to use it later, to gzeira that you may use it by mistake before, gzeira. But if it happens that you did have it around the house, sitting around, right, so the Chacham Tzvi says that you don't have to kasher. So all of the later poskim disagree with him. They say that it's wrong, that it's a special kula by stam yenam, because stam yenam really, on the one hand, Stam Yenim is more Chomer than other things, because Stam Yenim is also Ba'ano, and Stam Yenim is Tefes Domov. Let's say if I sell Stam Yenim, the money that I get instead of it is also Ba'ano. All kinds of Chumis you have by Stam Yenim. And Shishim Medina, the Gemara, the Gemara, no, Shishim wasn't enough. Stam Yenim is Ba'mashu. Shailim Tefes maybe not only Yainas, even Stam Yenim was Ba'mashu. But Zman Azeh, it's not exactly, because Zman Azeh, Stam Yenim is more Chomer. We have Kula San. But Zman Agmor, Stam Yenim is very Chomer. So on the one hand, Stam Yenim is very chomer. On the other hand, the Gemara has certain coolness in Stam Yenim also, because the chumer is epitanoiz gitrach to chumer, because it's from thin air. We're not talking about real yayinesser. It's Stam Yenim, akzeir otu yayinesser. So the majority of the poskim disagree with the Chacham Tzvi, and they say that it's only a cool in Stam Yenim that if you waited 12 months, that you don't have to kasher the barrels at all. But if it's a real trefis, chomet, or fleishig, or Leishik's to Milchik's are shaila in the post. That's a shaila. So maybe she's making on that. But let's say Trafis.
Is spending it out for a year. He's running later on using the Leishik. Do a Milchik. Do that?
Yeah, so Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva. He's Mekel on that. He's Mekel Betziv. He has more tzivuf. He has a long tshuva in the first Chelek Yeridei. It's a very interesting, very long Lishit tshuva. So the majority of the Poskim say they disagree with the Chacham. They say that his kula is not always gehalt, and that even if you wait Yud Beis Chodesh, you still have to kasha the kelim. Unless you have a tziv of additional Svaros Lahav. So you have another couple of Svaros Lahav, then they'd be mitzarek the Chacham Tzvi to be Mekel. Kashing three times is another thing. That's another thing. Klicheres. The Torah quotes a Balaiter in Yeridei in Kufchaf Aleph that even though Hagolah doesn't help on Klicheres, only Libun, but Hagolah, the Chumash says, doesn't help on Klicheres. That's only if you do Hagolah once. But if you do Hagolah three times, then it does help. What does it mean exactly Hagolah three times? The people develop things that you dip it in three times in the Tzach. The Chazani says that that's not what it means. It's Muchach. It's based on that, based on the dipping in the water three times. But it's Muchach, he says, from the Baloita, that it means you have to dip it into three different pots of hot water. You can't dip it three times in the same pot. Why it works is a question. But that's what the Baloita says. If you do Hagolah three times on the Klicheres, then Hagolah would help. So some pots can make Klicheres after Yud Beis Chodesh, and you do Hagolah three times, so some pots will be Mitzarefis if you have more Snifim Lahav. Shmerefis. We usually don't, the Gemara says that the proper thing is that if a person can afford it, they should have separate kelim for Pesach, they shouldn't cash it in. Unless it's a shasatak, like a hospital or a hotel or something, they just can't, they go broke or something, they don't have room to go store so many things for hundreds of people. So then you rely on the Ikra Adin, you do have gola, leave them, whatever.
You shouldn't cash for something,
don't stack up furniture. Well, the Gemara says not to. The Gemara says whoever is rich should buy. Passion shot by everything. If you do Hagola after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, so then you'll have the problem, the bleed will go out, the bleed will come back in. So how would you avoid that? No, again, on Erev Pesach, Chometz is not Masha. Chometz only Masha on Pesach. But the Shaila is if the bleed will go out, the bleed will come back in, so how will you avoid that? So if you have Shishim in the water, it's good. But if you won't rely on Shishim, if you're going to rely on the pool of Nata Nata Hetere, so after there's Mani Sura, then it'll be called Nata Nata Yisura. But we have, that's only if the Chomet Dike Kli is still a Kli Ben Yoma. So then you want to rely on the pool of Nata Nata. But the way we have a Minig, our Minig is, L'chatchila, anyway like that, our Minig is that you don't cash any Kli, called Manar Ben Yoma. Not for Pesach, not for all year long. So if you're going to wait till the Sefer Ben Yoma, then all the problems will be stopped. Everything will be good. Just on Pesach, you can't do it. On Pesach, even if you have, let's say, a Chometz Dike Kli, that it's a Kli Sheni Ben Yomo, so then the din is that it, what's normally the din? Let's say if you have, this is Negei La'alocha sometimes. Once in a while it happens, let's say, in hospitals or in hotels, they forgot they didn't kasher enough kelim. Then it comes in the middle of Pesach, they have to kasher some more. So what's the din? So on Pesach, the din is that since Chometz is the Mashahu, so you cannot kasher the kelim. Why not? What's the connection between Mashahu? It's not glat achumrahin. No. Shulchan Aruch, they explain what it is. The din is like this: if I have a tray for kli that I didn't use for 24 hours, so we assume that the tray for kli and that kli is nice and tam lof gam. What does it mean? It's nice and tam lof gam. Whatever food I will cook in the pot, this kli that was sitting in the doifnei akdeira, the doifnei kli, for more than 24 hours will be taking the food a little bit. It won't be so noticeable. The food is still going to taste gishmak, but it would have been more gishmak if it wouldn't have had that kli mixed in. So what kind of a heter is that? What kind of a din is that? That if the obviously, thought tray for bliyah. Thought a tray for bliyah. It is. We have a din if it's nifsa me'achila sodom. Whenever you have trayfus and the trayfus food is nifsa me'achila sodom, then the Gemara says that it's muta. The Gemara not very good. That fine zayin learns it out from the pasuk by Nevela. It says lagera shav shvachat etnana macholo. I'm machol anochis. So the Gemara says Nevela havu lager kui Nevela. If it's not real lager, if it's not real achila sodom, so then it's muta. Pesach has special din has to be nifsa me'achila kelo. But all year long, as long as any trace, as long as Mr. Machila Sodom is already mutter. What kind of a problem is it? What kind of a cool is this over here? I have a plea that I cooked chazer in 25 hours ago. Now I cook a delicious cholent and I eat it and it tastes so gishmak. They tell me that even though there's a belief from the tray for chazer in the cholent, I'm permitted to eat it because it's a nice and tam of gam. What do you mean nice and tam of gam? It's gishmak. It's royal achila sodom. Well, Achilles Davis, well, Achilles Sodom, what kind of a heter is that? What kind of a cool is that? That it's nice in time of God. So the Rishonim have a machloikis, the Taurus Abayis, the Rajvon, Taurus Abayis has a machloikis with the Ra'or and the Berek Abayis. And in Yoruday they quote it, in the Gordon, in the Times, they quote this machloikis, the Rajvon, the Ra'or. What is the Yisrael heter? What kind of a heter is that in nice in time of God? Mor says it all over. If the Kli is Zaina Ben Yomo, it's the blia that'll go into the kosher food now, will be nice in time of Gam and a Kmuta. What kind of a heter is it? So some Rishonim say that the blia of the Atmuta sitting there in the Deifan Agdere gets so spoiled because of the Charsis Agdere, because of the metal, or because of the Cheres, because of the earthenware. So the blia itself, mamish, becomes, if you could extract that blia separate from any other food, how are you going to extract it? How can you get it out chemically? If one could extract it, you would realize that it's not only nifsam achilos and it's nifsam achilos kelev, it's legambre tastes awful. It's such a terrible blea because it's sitting in the charesis hakdeira for 24 hours, it's awful. So it's the reason why the traces is mutter. The traces is mutter when it's before it goes into the delicious cholent that I cooked in the traces pot. The traces, the blea in the pot is ready mutter. And other Rishonim disagree and they say that's not true. If you could theoretically, physically, if you could somehow extract that blea, it would be gishmak, it would be delicious blea. There's nothing wrong. It's roilachilu beim, it's roilachilu soda. The only thing is that when it gets mixed up now into the kosher food, so it's poking the food be mixta. The delicious chunk, as gishmak as it is, would have tasted slightly better if this blea of the treifus that was sitting in the chayas hakdeira wouldn't have been mixed into it. So therefore, so what kind of a heter is that? So the Rishonim go ahead, the Ran and Avodizah gives the whole theory, he explains the whole story. So he says, the Torah says, if you have a piece of chazer b'yed, the trace of chazer is sitting there, and it's so rotten and it's so spoiled that it's not rorachil osodom, nevei l'sheni v'lagir. So the Gemara says, nevei l'sheni v'lagir, ein a kri nevei. That's heter. So when do you need, why is it heter? It's a din of, not nevei, by definition, it's not true, it's not nevei. So here the Torah has such a similar din. What happens if I don't have the chazer b'yed, but the chazer is b'taruvah? All the food that I'm eating is delicious food, delicious chol, except that it has a blia of the tray for chazer came in. So what kind of an issue is that? Tam ki ikar. I'm not eating the chazer itself, I'm eating cholim that has a blia from the pot that I cooked 10 hours ago. I cooked chazer in the pot, and let's say 25 hours ago, I cooked chazer in the pot, and now it has a blia from that chazer in the delicious chol. So I'm not eating chazer b'yed, I'm eating a taruvah of chazer. What's taka the din? Why not say that the blia from the chazer is bitl b'roiv in a delicious potato? So that's a din that when you say bitl b'roiv, when it's ain't a nice and tam. But when it's nice and tam, when it gives a flavor, then you don't say bitl b'roiv. That's exactly the din of tam ki ikar. That once it's nice and tam, there's no halacha bitl b'roiv. So the Ran says, when you say there's no din of bitl b'roiv, that's if it's a nice and tam l'shrach. But if it's nice and tam l'vgam, so I say, look here, the chazer was nibbling into the potatoes, so the roiv in the food that I'm eating, the roiv of the cholent is potatoes and meat and beans and whatever, so the blia of the chazer is bucket for roiv. El amai, so there's no bien of chazer, I'm not eating a shtik chazer. El amai, there's a chidash atere, the tam ki yikr, so that chidash atere of tam ki yikr only applies when it's tam l'shvach. When it's tam l'vgam, the whole chidash atere was never gizov givon. So just like you have a din when the nevela is bien, and it's niftar v'nitzrach, it's rotten and it's smelly. So then it's mutter, it's heter gomor. So whatever the nevela is, ayidei taruvus, then it's also heter gomor. So that's the shana that the Rishonim is. Let it be end without the nislach atzim. Takash. So they talk about takash. They talk about. Some Rishonim want to say that's the reason for the gzera. Ene ben yomo, otu ben yomo. Why did they make a gzera the rabbanon that you're not allowed to use a treifis pot that you haven't used for treifis 24 hours? Mutter min atzim. Let it be mutam the rabban. So the Gemara says, "Zeir ain't a ben yom, not a ben yom." So usually we don't shock because you're going to put labels on all the pots. When it was used there, you're going to confuse it. So other Rishonim say no, because they mavat on isla hatchila, because the treif of bli in the pot is still treif where it is. The only thing is that now you're going to cook that kosher food in the pot, so the treif of bli is going to come out. It's going to become bottled barayf, so there won't be any bien of treif. Elamai, there's going to be a tam kiika. So tam kiika doesn't apply when it's nice and tam livgam. But you're going to have to rely on bitl barif. If you're lying on bitl barif, it's a violation of eimel vatan islachat chilah. So Rishonim taka say like that. So now, what's an afkamina here in this machloikis? What's a theoretical machloikis? If I have a pot that I cooked chazer in 25 hours ago, and now I cook potatoes in the pot, so the potatoes are mutter. Either chazer gives a bliya into the potatoes, I say it's nice and tam of gum. What's the difference how one understands nice and tam of gum and the cliche in a benyom? What's the difference whether you understand it because the bliya, the atmuso in the deif and agdeir is mamish, nifta, denitzach, so spoiled, the kloven wouldn't want to eat it. If you could extract it separately, it's not even well achilas behemah. Is that the reason why? Or is the reason why no? The bliya, the atmuso is still well achilas adam. It's a good bliya. But when it's going to come into the potatoes, it'll be bottled the right. Aye, but it's nice and tam, and tam kikar. No, but it's a tam of gam. So the din of tam kikar was never said. What's an afkamina? So in the other day they write an afkamina is, what if the bli on the pot is chametz? Have a chametz bigger pot. So have a chametz bigger frying pan. And then let's say the wife went away and the husband is cooking on Pesach and making his own breakfast. And he doesn't remember what's chametz bigger, what's Pesach. Because by mistake, he takes the chametz bigger frying pan and he fries himself an egg on Pesach. And the chametz dikat pot wasn't used since before Yom Tov. He's frying an egg. Let's say chalamoid. Let's say chalamoid. He's frying an egg. Chametz dikat pot, the frying pan was used for chametz in a long time, more than 24 hours, for a much longer time. So what's the din? And then he chaps up after he fries his egg. And he realizes that. And then he's using a pesach dikat fork to turn it over, a pesach dikat knife, and then he pours it on a pesach dikat plate. And then he realizes that was a chametz dikat pot. So what's the din? Does everything become treifa now? So it says in Yeridayin, in Arachayim, it says that this is the Nafkanima Ladina. How do you understand the heter of Nesin Tam Lugam? If a cliche in a ben yomo, Nesin Tam Lugam is mutter, because we assume the bliya in the Deif and Agdeir is not Roy Lachila, Sodom, it's not Roy Lachila's Behemah. If you could theoretically, somehow, scientifically extract that bliya separately, the Behemahs wouldn't want to eat it, then it should be mutter by Pesach also, but he has it. So cliche in a ben yomo would be mutter by Pesach as well. Mashayna Kane, if you hold that really the bliya the atzmusa is royal achilas sodom. Royal achilas dam is royal achilas sodom. The only thing is, when it comes out into the food now, the bliya is bottled beroy, so there's no bien. And then you say, well, there's no bien, but there's a nesinas tam. So then you say, no, but the nesinas tam is lufgam. So the chiddush din of tam kika was never formulated lugami nesin tam lufgam. If that's the pshat, then it says in Shulchan Aruch that you say chametz is the mashu, so you can't apply the din of bittul, so it won't be bottled. So that's why we're machmer. That's the machlok, the machaber neramor. So by Ashkenazim, we're machmer that even b'diyeved, nois and tam, a cliche in a benyomer would ask the b'diyeved. So let's say l'mashal, in that case. Okay, it happens every year. Somebody has a shayla like that. One of the balabatim, the balabasta goes away, and the husband is cooking. The women usually don't make any mistakes. The husband makes a mistake. He doesn't know what's chametz dikir frying pan, what's pesach dikir. So he's going to take a chametz dikir frying pan and make some kosher pesach food on chalamoid. He's going to use a pesach dikir fork and a pesach dikir knife and pour it on a pesach dikir plate. And then he's going to have a shayla. What's the din with all of it? So the din is if he is. No, we don't sell the pot. No, we don't sell the pot. We only sell the pot. Don't sell the pot. So the shayla is, what do you do? See, if he asks the shayla before he ate the food, so the din is, the food is us. The Ramah says the food is us. So you throw out the food. If he ate the food already, so it's already out. So now the shayla is, what do you do? What do you do with the fork? What do you do with the knife and the plate? So the din is that you're not allowed to use it because the fork now, the taste of the fork, and that piece of bigger plate knife has a bliya from the chametz. So the chametz is the mashu, so it's not bottled, it has a bliya, so it tells us he can't use it. Let's kasher this on Pesach. Then how are you going to kasher on Pesach? The bliya is going to go out and the bliya is going to come back in. So what good is it that you're going to have shishim? So chametz is bottled? On Pesach, chametz is the mashu. So you cannot kasher any kim. You can do libun on Pesach. If you're going to do libun on it, okay, libun you can do it. Put it in the stuff cleaning up.
You
do libun. But you can't do hagol on Pesach because the bliya will go out, the bliya will come back in. And even, let's say, if the husband made the mistake on the first day chalamoid. So he'll take the fork and the knife and he'll wait 24 hours, wait till it'll be an Eina Ben Yomo. And then he'll do hagol on it. It doesn't help because the chomet, the whole story started off with Eina Ben Yomo. And that's what we're machmer. The chomet is the mashu. So a cliche Eina Ben Yomo is still called a mashu because he still needs bittul. So that's why the din is you can never do Hagol on Pesach.
Throw away or you wait till
No. So you save it till after Pesach. Now the shayla is, what happens after Pesach? Do you have to do Hagola after Pesach?
But
then you can only do Hagola on a knife and a fork, and you can't do Hagola on a plate. So let's say the plate is China. So what's the din? Do you have to use it for Chametz? Or do you say no, that you can use it for Pesach? So this is a machlokes achrayim. This is a machlokes achrayim. Some achrayim say that since the din is that all year long we assume that Pesach is Hetera Bola. But let's say if there would have been a Bli of Chomet Sheni Ben Yom or not on Pesach, it would have happened before Pesach.
Yeah, people can use the plate to eat
Chomet
on it before Pesach.
Before Pesach, a Bli of Ena Ben Yom. So then the din would be that Chomet is not the Mashahu all year long. Whenever Chomet is bottled B'shishim before Pesach, then when it comes Pesach, you don't say Chayza V'niyah. So here's the Machlekes Acharen, and what if the Chomet, the Bli happened on Pesach, but now I'm going to wait till next Pesach. So do I treat it like, when it comes next Pesach, do you treat it like the Chometz is the Mashu and it happened on Pesach?
No.
So this Pesach is still the Mashu. Or do you say no? That since a whole year went by.
It's like it happened in the middle of the year.
So it's like it happened in the middle of the year. That's a Machloekes Acharen.
Is that one of the reasons when we, if you don't eat Kibbutz? So usually you have your Pesach, they eat Kibbutz. And then next year, if you use the whole Shachat Gross, because maybe it's a little bit.
A Mashu.
So next Pesach we use the dish because they waited the year already.
So Rov HaPoskim Holaga, this Tochanan quotes Rabbi Kivege, he has a Yerushalmi quote, in Ein Yitzchok he quotes a Yerushalmi like that. It says that Rov HaPoskim hold like that. That if the Mashuhu, Taruvus Mashuhu happened on Pesach, if you wait till next year, then I consider it like a Taruvus that happened in the middle of the year, that it's Muta. Another Achronim are Machner. Some Meiru Hero have Hachros on it. The Shaila is La'alot of what you do. So the Chedina Rav claims that in Galicia the meaning was that on the frying pan itself, on the kli that they cooked in, he says that you have to do Hagola. That the meaning was against Rabbi Kivegan, against Rabbi Tzchon. The meaning was that you have to kash. Or let's say the fork or the knife that you stuck in the Shas Mais, that you have to kash. But then once you pour it into another kli, into a plate or whatever, the meaning was that you don't have to, that you rely on Rabbi Kivega and the majority of the Paskin, that to wait, if you wait till next Pesach, everything is okay. Okay, that's a shy little bit. Yeah, and then the next year they use the pot. So the Shara Zayat has a Kliya, right?
Okay.
So, today, the Shara, why does that sound down to the English? Yeah. It's a little different because all the props are Gansan Achumet, that's not even Medina. Yeah. Just like there's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the Ramo about glass, whether the Mechaber holds that glass is shia v'loy bol, it's not bolay at all, and the Ramo legabi chometz is machl, legabi shari surim is not machl. That's how the person says. The Ramo is only machl legabi pesach.
What does that mean? That you could have glass dishes
like
you
can
use all year?
Some poskim say lahalocha like that, even according to the Ashkenazim you can have, and many poskim say no, that the switch from fleshy to milchik, that's not, even though it's mamish not bolay. But let's say by mistake you poured hot fleishiks or hot milchiks or treifis into a glass dish or a glass container, the Ramo wouldn't require anything. He would say you can just use it the way it is, just wash it out and use it the way it is, because really glass is not balea. It's just the chumra for Pesach, we make believe as if the glass is balea. So the same is a shayla, let's say, regarding rubber. Let's say if you have kalim that have rubber in them, or if you have some synthetic material, so there's a shiloh where you can cash on a plastic, let's say.
What about
the Poskim?
Teflon.
I don't know exactly how Teflon is there. The Poskim discussed. So let's say the gabi plastic or the gabi rubber. So the Teflon itself has a bliya. Full of bliya. So let's say if you have can the bliya go out or not? I don't know. So let's say the gabi plastic or the gabi rubber, so it's a deal in poskim. So the majority of poskim say that alibadam is plastic and rubber, you can kash it. You can do hagolan. All you long for trade is to make a kash. But the gabi pesa, just like the Ramo is machmer, and he says that we make believe, we act as if is this the glass kelim aboleya kitricheres and the glia doesn't come out, so too many modern poskim say we should treat the plastic kelim and the rubber kelim the same legavi peso, that we shouldn't kasha them legavi peso. That's a shayla legavi. Let's say if you have a dishwasher, what you raised before, if you have a dishwasher, can you kasher it for Pesach or not? So what do you mean, can you kasher it for Pesach? When do you want to use it for Pesach? If you want to wash your Pesach bigger dishes in the dishwasher before Pesach, Pesach bigger dishes are sitting around all year in a closet, and they're all dusty. So you want to wash them in the dishwasher a week before Pesach.
Can you use the dishwasher?
Yeah. Some of them are steel. Some are steel. Some of them are stainless steel. What, they all have? They all have? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the water doesn't get hot enough.
The water doesn't get hot enough.
That's 180.
So then it doesn't go to 212.
Well, they say you should throw a stone in there. That's what they say. A hot stone, throw it there, you make it hot.
Make it hotter. So that's the shayla. Let's say even if you can do a hagola on a dishwasher, the shayla is though, but it has rubber around the opening that the water shouldn't splash out. Right. So the minig I think by most is that you don't cash a rubber for paper. So the pashtus is that you shouldn't cash a dishwasher.
No, they don't have no rubber. They don't have rubber.
So why doesn't it burn? So why doesn't it burn?
So it does. The outside is not there. So you don't have
then
to have a
rubber. There's no belief.
If there was a rubber, that would melt from the heat. The heat is the moment it becomes ashes. The heat is tremendous.
What about starch clothes? So sometimes I talk about the starch tablecloth. They used to use common thick starch. So they used to have chunks of starch. I remember years ago when I was a little boy, they used to have chunks of starch on it. That was mamish chametz. But now, I don't think anybody still has that kind. They'll have chunks of starch. Corn starch. But then that's kidney. No, that's kidney. It's a different thing. The Gemara has a din that's Nagei Ledina. We should have to know what we're doing when we make bitul chametz. The Gemara says in the first perek that Manatero, the bitul be'al masagi. You don't even have to do bedikin. But the Rabbanan that made it in that even after you do the bedikas chametz, you still have to do the bitul. Then we have a minig, we do bitul twice. We do a bitul right after the bedikas chametz is finished. Then we do another bitul in the morning. And the person say the bitul is not a tefillah. It's not a prayer. If the person doesn't understand what he's saying, then he has to stay in a language that he does understand. So what taka do you have to understand about the bitul? What does one have to know about it? So there's a machlokes, a famous machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos on Abdallah and Abay, exactly what is bitul all about. So Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramban and the Targum Unkelis all learn shat the bitul beyal masagi, that when a person is mevatel lachametz, he is thereby mekayem a mitzvah of achta yom rishon tashbisus torah mivatechem. When it says in Parashas Bo, that we just learned on Shabbos Parashas Achodesh, achta yom rishon means erev Pesach. Rishon doesn't mean the first day of Pesach, it means an erev yontif. So the Talmud Muklas writes tevatlun. He should be mevatel lachametz. What does it mean bitul? The person makes a declaration that he couldn't care less for this chametz. He doesn't care if someone eats it, if it gets stolen, if it gets lost, if it disappears. He doesn't care what happens. He doesn't plan to eat it. He doesn't plan to be nana from it. He doesn't plan to sell it, to use it for any purposes whatsoever. That's the definition of bitul. What did he accomplish by that? The chametz is still his. That's the mitzvah. The Torah only says you violate by rov by matzah if you have chametz. So you don't make such a declaration. But once you make a declaration, you don't plan to use it. You couldn't care less what happens to it. So you have fulfilled your mitzvah of tashbistul. So there's no need for you to get rid of it. You don't violate by rov. That's how Rashi, the Rambam, and the Ramban say, all based on the Targum Unkelis HaChumash, that tashbistul is translated to vatzah. Places couldn't understand what kind of a din is that. Make a declaration, you're not going to use it. But it's still your chametz. It's still your lachel. How could you not violate by your by motzi? So Tosfos learns differently. That bitul is mitam hefker. That the chumash says lo yivah lecha chametz lo yivah lecha tzor. The Gemara says shalcha yatoraya avlataraya shalachayra mishal gavoya. That you only violate by your by motzi if the chametz belongs to you. Well, if the chametz belongs to acherim, somebody else, then you don't violate by Rabbi Matzei, so it has to belong to you. So if you mafter it, so it's vital not yours, it doesn't belong to you. So that's the pshat in bittul. The bittul beyond mesagi means bittul is not a kima mitzvah tashbisu. Tashbisu means you have to destroy the chametz, either b'sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda says ein bi chametz ala b'sreifa, and the chachamim say hash b'sal for the chol davar. The machlekes in Yerushalayim had a paskin. So we're machmir. We always try to destroy the chametz ayidei sreifa, ayidei yesh. So Tosafos says the bittul in the chumash when it says biur achbarmishin tashbisu hashbasa. Hashbasa means to destroy it, not to make a declaration that you don't plan to use it, you couldn't care less what happens to it. When the Gemara says the bikkul b'yal masagi, this is not a form of kima mitzvah. This is an eitzah, a haramah. This is a way to avoid violating Bal Yirah Bal Yirah. So because of this machlokes is Rashi and Tosafos, we use a nusach that satisfies both. We say that kol chamer chamei dika b'shusi, whatever chametz I possess, li batel v'le hevi hefka. We say this should be bottled and it should also be hefker. Yeah. That's what he says, Dabar Lashon. Now we sell the other chametz. We're selling the other chametz. No, that's the machlokes achronim. When a person makes the declaration, let's say the person burns his chametz at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then right after he burns his chametz, he makes the bittul, he says the nusach, and the rabbi is going to sell the chametz at 10 o'clock in the morning. So with the balabos also, mevatel the chametz that the rabbi is going to sell, or not. So offhand, he's not mevatel. I mean, he makes a declaration, I couldn't care less what happens to it. And then the rabbi goes and he sells it. So the pashtus is not mevatel the chametz that the rabbi is going to sell. That's the pashtus pshat. And other rachamim say no, that he is mevatel the chametz. A shayla in poskim, but he assumes he's mevatel the chametz also or not. Pashtus says that he's not. Bittul means I don't care what happens to it. I couldn't care if anybody walks over it. Then he goes and he sells it. So the pashtus says, you know. No, Minatayra, you're permitted to rely on bittul, but the Rabbanan they said you're not allowed to rely on bittul for different reasons. Rishon said because they're afraid that the person may not be mevatel the leiv shalom, so that's why he has to either destroy it or get rid of it or sell it to the nachman. You're not permitted to rely on bittul with the Rabbanan.
If the rabbi sells it before, then I make bittul, so I make bittul on this chometz, and the other one will sell it.
The pashtus is, yeah, the pashtus is that you should really do the bittul after the rabbi sells the chametz. Because should be the last, you should do the bittul on the last amount of chametz. Because according to Rashi sheet, according to Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramban and the Targum Unklos, that bittul is the kima mitzvah of tashbisu. So then what do you mean, let's say I have 10 loaves of bread, and Erev Pesach I take one loaf of bread and I put it in the street and I say, I couldn't care less what happens to this, I'm not going to eat it, I'm not going to do anything with it, I don't care anything about it. So I'm a kind of mitzvah on one piece of chametz, what about the other 9 pieces of chametz? So the pashtus means after I've gotten rid of all the chametz, I sold it or I burnt it, and then I still have left a little bit of chametz, and not the last bit of chametz, if I make a declaration of bittul on that, so then I'm a kind of mitzvah. I'm a chorek, I'm a vatel, a bit of chametz, and I still have more. So Rashi would never say that there's a kima mitzvah on that. If I happen to have any, if I have some that I didn't notice, or some that I did notice that I misplaced, and then I'm about. So we say both lemaisa. We say the both nisqos. The Gemara has a lashon that you cannot do bittul chametz after the zman isur hanor. You can only make the bittul chametz kodem zman isura. After it's also hanor, you cannot be mevatel. Why not? So Gemara says because the chametz is no longer b'shusa shalom. Shnei dvarim ein b'shusa shalom because it's also b'hanor. What kind of an explanation is that? Well, b'shusa rabbi, the chametz, right? So what kind of an explanation is that? So the yeshiva say yes. Bishleima according to Tosafos Shita, the Tosafos says that bittul chametz means hefker. So there's a Gemara above a Kama that you can only be mafker property if it's fully yours. It has to be shaloya b'shusa. So the chametz after zmani suro. It's either ain't a shaloi or it's ain't a b'shusa, machlokes in the Rishonim. But at least it's ain't a b'shusa, so you can no longer be mafkir. But according to Rashi, that bittul means just a declaration that I don't care what happens to it, I don't plan to eat it, I don't plan to be nene from it, I couldn't care less. So why can't, according to Rashi, why can't you have bittul chametz even after the zman isur? So the yeshiva is the same as Tomit. It's like the favorite shemur, I can't make bittul after the zman isur. So the sum of the pshat is that even according to Rashi, what do you mean? You make a declaration, you don't care what's going to happen. I'm going to make a declaration on the schnapps company. It's not my company anyway. Hiram Walker, I'm going to say, I don't care what happens to the chametz. I couldn't care less. I'm not going to eat it. They're not inviting me to eat it. They're not inviting me to sell it. They're not inviting me to do anything with it. So I'm only a balabos. My day accounts on my chametz. If the chametz is fully mine and I'm a full balabos on it, shaliyah b'shusi, And I have control on it. And then I make a declaration, I'm not going to eat it, I'm not going to drink it, I don't care what's going to happen to it, I don't care if anybody steals it, then spiltarola, what I have to say. But if I'm not a full balabos on it anyway, chametz lachas mani isturo, that the Gemara says, it's ain't a b'shusa shalom, means either it's ain't a shalom, it's ain't a b'shusa. If I'm not a full balabos on it, if I don't have a day anyway, because it's not fully mine, so then the Gemara says, that my beetle doesn't count. I don't have a right to be mevat. What is the machlokes here, Rashi and Tesis? What the beetle means? So in the yeshivas they say that this is Rashi lishitosa. The Pnei Yeshua and the Zolmazon point out that Rashi has a different translation on the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Shalchoi ataroya, the Gemara comments on the pasuk, Leivola chochomet, Leivola chosor, the Gemara says on the word lecho, Shalchoi ataroya. What does it mean, Acherim? The Tosafot says somebody else is coming. So Rashi says, An Acherim Anochri. An Acher. A Goy's comments. But what happens if I have somebody else's comments in my Rishus? So the Pnei Yeshua and the Vilna Gaon say that Rashi seems to say that I violate Bal Yerah by Matzeh. Leinat Boya, the Yid who owns the comments, that he violates Bal Yerah by Matzeh. But even the Yid in whose Rishus his comments is sitting. I was never Makabal Achrayis. The Gemara says if I'm Makabal Achrayis and somebody else's comments I violate by Rabbi Matzah, that's if the comments belongs to Goy. I'm Makabal Achrayis, then I violate by Rabbi Matzah. That's the Gemara's case. Chemson Shol B'nei Chela, the Goyish soldiers left the comments by the Yidin, so if the Yidin Makabal Achrayis, then he violates by Rabbi Matzah. But what if it's comments of another Jew in my Rishus? So the Pnei Yeshua and the Goyim say that Rashi Shita is that even if I'm not Makabal Achrayis, I still violate by Rabbi Matzah because the Halacha Shalachem Shalgavaya just means if it belongs to an Akum or if it belongs to Hegdish. Akum is a din, there's no Baal Yerah. If the Baalim is an Akum or the Baalim is Hegdish, there's no Baal Yerah. But let's say the other, the Baalim is another Yisrael, then if from Rashi it's Mashmah that there would be Baal Yerah by Matzah. So the Yeshivas, they say that Mistama, that's why Rashi doesn't hold like Tosfos. Tosfos says that Bikul Chometz means you make it Hefker. Once it's Hefker, it's not yours. It's not yours, you can't violate Baal Yerah by Matzah. Rashi says, why it's not so Poshit? Just because it's Hefker doesn't mean that you don't violate Baal Yerah. There is no din that it has to belong to you. The only halacha is that if it belongs to a goy, if it belongs to Hegdish, the chametz is owned by somebody who is not a bar hachi a bar rabbi imat. Then you say that I don't violate bar yirah. But what if the chametz belongs to nobody and to the mayrishus? So then it's the same as the chametz belongs to another Jew, I would violate bar rabbi imat. And in fact, the Ramban and his daf and Avdala quote a Yerushalmi, but Yerushalmi has an achlokes hatana in two brises. If the Nachri will pick it up, it'll belong to the Nachri. But Kozman that it's Hefka doesn't belong to anybody. Kozman that it's Hefka doesn't belong to anybody. So the Rashi perhaps holds that just like Chem to show Yisrael, Acher Birshusi, I violate Bal Yerah by Yimot, because there is no requirement for Bal Yerah that it should belong to me. The only halacha is that if it belongs to an Achman, there's no Bal Yerah. If it belongs to Hegdish, there's no Bal Yerah. But if it belongs to another Yisrael, there is Bal Yerah. So if it's Hefka, there's also Bal Yerah. That's why Rashi goes out of his way, doesn't learn like this. There's no like Tosfos Pashup Shad. That bitl means that you make it happen.
I'm just surprised when they do that one who say that
they smash the Shamus
referring
to the Bible.
But you can't sell it because it's not his. So who is
over by the
Rabbi?
If it's their whoever the Chametz belong to originally?
I don't know.
Whoever it is. So the one who brought the Kiddush is Eivan Bal Yerah. So the one who it belongs to is Eivan Bal Yerah. Eis Mevatel is Chometz. So the Rabbanim are not allowed to rely on people. You have to give it a bit more. So if he's Mafkir, that Menateret is good enough. The Gemara says, B'derayis of the Bittel beyond Mesag. And Taisa says, Bittel means Hefker. But with the Rabbanim are not allowed to rely on Bittel. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to rely on Bittel. So you have to give it a bit. Either a chodesh, the achronim have a kasha. How can the Pnei Yeshua and the Vilna Gaon say? But according to Rashi, chemtzah shal Yisrael acher, there's no Bal Yerah by Matzeh. There's a beferish in Mishnah fakir to you. Mishnah daf mevav on the base. On the top line of mevav base, Mishnah talks about somebody is baking, let's say, matzah on Pesach, is baking cake. Baking cake. Not with matzah melt. He's baking cake with Pesach thicker flour, that if he leave it long enough, it'll become chametz. So let's say he kneads the dough, and then his makir shchali puts it on the side, and then he bakes his dough, and it doesn't become chametz. Now what does he do with the challah? So the Gemara says, if he's going to leave it the way it is, he's going to turn it to chametz. So he's going to violate Bal Yerah by Matzah. Should he bake it? So the Gemara says, how's he allowed to bake it? Let's say it's chalat meyer. Chalat meyer, no one's allowed to eat. You have to burn it. So you're not allowed to, and if it's yontif, it's not chalat meyer. If it's yontif, so you're not permitted to bake food which you're going to have to burn later on. That's not oichal nefesh. Oichal nefesh means either you're going to eat it or the kohen is going to eat it. So the Mishnah says, ketzim afrishin chalat betumah. How he mafresh chalat if the whole lisa was nitmo? There's going to be a problem by your rabbi mots. If you're going to bake it, it's a malacha to bake it because no one's allowed to eat it. If you're not going to bake it, it's going to turn into chametz. And somebody's going to violate by the rabbi Motzei. So Rabbi Shua says in the Mishnah, there's absolutely no problem. Lo zahu chametz. Samot and Lashon. Lo zahu chametz. We would have said, ain't zahu chametz. Lo zahu chametz. Shem is harmal of the Bahi Rabbi Motzei. Nobody violates Bahi Rabbi Motzei on this chametz. Why not? You mukhiv to be Motzei. No, but who tells him to be makrish before? Let him first bake the whole thing and then be makrish afterwards. After the whole thing will be baked, then it'll be makrish challah. So Rabbi Shua says, even if he's makrish challah before, he just leaves the challah there and will not violate by Rabbi Matzei. Why? Because the din is shalchoy atareya. And this chametz doesn't belong to me. Oh, so the achronim asks, so who does it belong to? It belongs to the kohanim. So how can Achronim interpret in Rashi on Daf Dalit that Shalacherim only means if it belongs to a goy, you don't violate by Rabbi Matzah. But if it belongs to another Yisrael and it's in my rishus, I do violate by Rabbi Matzah. The Mishnah says beferish that the chametz that belongs to the Kohanim and it's in my rishus, I don't violate by Rabbi Matzah. But once he carries Shem Chala, it automatically belongs to the Kohen. It didn't, but automatically belongs to the Kohen. Yeah? So this is what the Achronim ask. How can you say that Rashi Shita is a Chomet Shal Yisrael Lacha, there's no Bali Rabbi Matzei? It's a Beferish and Mishnah that there is. So Bemis, if you look in Rashi there, the Achronim say, if you look in Rashi there on the top of them, Vav Amadeis, Rashi asks the Kasha and answers it. Rashi has one line, he asks the Kasha and he gives a parrot. Rashi Shita is not only if the chametz belongs to Akum or Hegdish, there's no Bali Rabbi Matzah. Atzara Shavash Behem is if the chametz belongs to a person or an organization who is not Muzar and Bali Rabbi. So Hegdish is an organization who's not Muzar and Bali Rabbi, and Akum is a person who's not Muzar and Bali Rabbi Matzah. So Rashi says, I'm involved in a base, when you make a shkala, who does the chala belong to? So Rashi says, it belongs to Shevet Kuhuna, up until the time that you give it to a particular Kohen. So Rashi says, if you would have given it to a particular Kohen already, and it would be in your rishus, not only would that particular Kohen violate by your Rabbi Matzei, I would also violate by your Rabbi Matzei. But Hayyos, that I didn't give it to a particular Kohen yet. So who does it belong to? Shevet Kuhuna. So Rashi says, Shevet Kuhuna is not a person. Shevet Kuhuna is an organization that's not Muzan by your Rabbi Matzei. It's a corporation. They're not Muzan by your Rabbi Matzei. Shevet Kuhuna is like a Goy. Shevet Kuhuna is like Hegdish. That's what Rashi says beferish. And this challah, that I was mafresh, that's chometz, ena shalcho v'lo shalcha vercho di'akati le'mota li'at koyin, Rashi says. You didn't give it to a particular koyin. So kolzman, you didn't give it to a koyin who belongs to Shevet Kuhuna. Shevet Kuhuna is a gavra la bar hochi abar rabbi motzi. So it's the same as Akum and Hegdish. But the shaila, we know apidin, there is an institution of a corporation by Hegdish. Corporation means a chal Hashem Bailam, not any particular person or group of people, a chal Hashem Bailam. So we know by Hegdish there is such a thing. Doke is a corporation that the halacha recognizes. Shevet Kuhuna, Shevet Aniyim, by Matos Anim, Shevet Aniyim. Shaila is that a group of people get together and they make their own corporation. Does the halacha recognize that and say that it belongs to the organization? And we have kusim to get money out of it. That's how Bitzel Aponovich writes in his Tshuvas and Zecha Yitzchak. He says that the Balei Hamoniyah is the people who have shares in the corporation, have a kus to make money on a deal, but they don't really own the chametz, and nobody violated Bali Rabbi Matzah. So he says you don't have to sell your stock, and even if you didn't, and even if you only have to sell it, there's no chametz Shavu Apesa, it didn't belong to the Yid, it belonged to the corporation. And other poskim deny that, the Dvar Avraham, and others say no, that we only recognize such a corporation that the Chumash tells us about. Shevet Aniyin and Shevet Kuhuna and Hegdish and Zdokir. But you can't invent your own corporation. Either you're a private owner or you're a shittur, or you don't own it. Aye, but there is a corporation. No, it means that it's owned by the people, but they have limited liabilities. It's a different one. It means that it belongs to them, But they have no Shibir Aguf if any hatch could occur. But it, a shul is, yeah, a shul is a mom and stuff. So this is the machlokes, is Rashi and Tesis on the Avdalah Amid Beis, what bitl is. So that's what the post can say. When you make the bitl, whatever language the person says it in, he should have in mind both. He should say, libatel, really the nustach that we say is not correct. We should really say, libatel ki afra diara. I declare I couldn't care less what happens to it, like I don't care what happens to afra diara. But then you should say, v'lehevi hefker. You say, libatel v'lehevi hefker ka afra diara. It's far loshim hefker ka afra diara. The Afadara belongs to Rashi. So you say Libatul Kafadara. First you say Rashi's Nusa, and then you say Lahevi Hefka. You shouldn't say to me, but shouldn't say Kol Chamir Dika Bishusi Lahevi Hefka Libatul. Because if you mafka it first, then it's not yours. So you're not a balabas to me about it. First you have to do what Rashi says. First you do Rashi's bitul, and then you do Tosfos. You have to go for in order. First Rashi, then
Tosfos.